Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Peace. The train was late and you hardly ate, plus you wish you stayed in bed. What's going on, party people? The man's in the building, man. Unsigned Artist Radio, Tiki Palace, is in your ear right now. December 9th, 2013. We're going to set the show off right quick, man, with a moment of silence for Nelson Mandela. So give us a minute. We're going to have a moment of silence on GQ Palace Radio for Nelson Mandela. Yo, all right, so we back in the building, man. You got the mayor in the house, man. You know, I had to you know, pay my respects some kind of way. I'm going to do that on my show tonight. I'm going to do it on the show tomorrow night, man. You know what I mean? This is, you know, show is a sign of respect to a great man, you know, regardless of what, you know, anybody who's talking, living in the, you know, in the caveman era, you know what I mean, wishes they could have, you know, Colonial Williamsburg and Colonial Virginia every day, man. Forget what they're talking about, man. You know what I mean? We just going to face the real with the real. You right here on Uncertain Artist Radio, man. DQ Palace holding it down. You got the mayor in the building. Big shout out to the big homie Rich, man. You know what I mean? I see you, my dude. All right? All right? That's what it is. Big shout out to Miss Lavina holding it down, doing her thing, man, to the whole GQ Palace family, to all the listeners, man. This holiday season, man, is beginning. It's jumping off tonight, man, with the mayor's show. Actually, it set off last night with my man Scribby's show. Big up to my man Timmy Hunter, man, brother Hunter, and all that, doing the Crossroad Temple thing, holding it down. So, actually, holiday season began on GQ Palace last night. I'm the mayor holding it down, man. Doing my thing on Unsigned Artist Radio, where we play the joints, man, that you don't really hear on terrestrial radio. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homies at Getting It Done Radio, my man Mike Handler, Diverse, Nephew Neff, and all of them. You know what I mean? Doing their thing over there at 997. Word up, the mayor be out there tomorrow. I mean, Wednesday night, doing this thing, holding it down. Let's get into the music, man. You know the math. 246-200-3838 is the number to call, man. I want to know what your favorite holiday movie is, man. What's your favorite Christmas movie or whatever, movie that gets you into the flow of the season? Right now, we got to rock out, man, because I don't like to do too much talking, man. GMS by my man Mike J on GQ Palace Radio. Let's go.
It's your boy Mike J. So I'm in Sunday. Yeah, we popping bottles and throwing them dollars up. Treating VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I be on my grown man shit like this. I be on my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles. We shut shit down. We get money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. 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 We get money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We get money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me.
I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's so bold, your pocket's so timid. Yeah, I'm down, I done did it, I done did it. All black shades with an all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really gon' get it. Cold, so cold, Antarctica. My shade, baby, yeah, I need a knife. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man.
GQ Palace Radio, Unsigned Artist Radio. You got the mayor holding it down, man, Monday night, doing what I do, man. Yeah, man, it's just kind of like, you know, getting into the holiday mode, you know what I'm saying? Getting into the holiday activities and the frame of mind and all that, which you should carry in your heart, man, every day, man, you know, if you're being you. But it is what it is with some people. So let's rock out, man. Trying to find out some of your business, man. What's your favorite Christmas or holiday movie, man? Holler at the man, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I'm going to let y'all know my favorite Christmas movie after this next joint. Green Light by Amora on GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it poppin'.
I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, and I don't even know your name. You got swagger, you got it again. Yeah, you know that's what you say.
GQ Palace Radio, Unsigned Artist Radio. You got the mayor in the building, man. It's December 9th, 2013. Not that many days left in this year, man. It went by, man, like it was going through a speed trap, man. Real talk, man. Hope your year is, going well for you. You know what I mean? If not, then, you know, you look forward to 2014 being bigger and brighter. I'm definitely looking forward to 2014 being the catalyst of some exciting things going on. Shout out right quick to the lady that's going to hold you down and take you to the 11 o'clock hour tonight, Ms. Deanne Lane. She got the Love, Life, and Loyalty joint popping off right after the mayor gets off the air. So you ain't got to go nowhere, man. You want to have a conversation about life, love, loyalty, get it in with Ms. Deanne Lane, because she definitely got the situation on smash. And unlike what some people might think, she does have the answers. You know what I mean? shout out to everybody that's holding it down, doing their thing, man. Staying warm, man, in this weather, man. It's crazy out here. Snow and all that good stuff right there. Hope wherever you are is warm. And if not, get warm. You know what I'm saying? It's going down here, man. TQ Palace Radio, after further review on Tuesdays, man. Doing my thing on Mondays and holding it down, hard body karate like I do. I'm kind of looking forward to the show tomorrow, man, because I got some people out there that's putting the cart before the horse, and you know how I do it on the sports tip. I really don't, you know, take no shorts and don't let nothing slide by. It's going down. Yeah, man, I wanted to know what's your favorite movie of the holiday season. You know, what it is, or what it was, or what it shall be for the holiday season. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation with the mayor. I'm holding it down. My favorite Christmas holiday movie, and this might come as a bug out to some people, but it's me. My favorite holiday Christmas movie is Beach Street. The reason why my favorite holiday movie is Beach Street, because, of course, it was set in, you know what I mean, in the wintertime and during the holiday season. And regardless of the, you know, the skip with the Treacherous Three and Dougie doing the beatbox or whatever, I just think it was a good movie. You know what I mean? It's outside the boxes. That's how I do. I'm the mayor, yo. I don't, you know, I'm not in no cookie-cutter mode or nothing like that. I do as I do. I think as I think, which you should do as well. You know what I mean? So my movie is Beach Street because it was definitely Christmas theme, Christmas flavor. You know what I mean? Let me know. We know what your thoughts about that or what your favorite Christmas movie is, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. You know the other situation. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You know how we do it. You know me, I don't like to do too much talking. So we're going to slide right into the next joint by Aries Marquise. It's called Untouchable. So we're going to rock you like that on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. Let's get it popping.
And here we go.
Like I met today, she was a goddess, more than a dime, so fine, such an opportunity after madness. No, never have I seen beauty like I was beholding with mine own eyes, full of class, her own style, everything from her head. Her clothes were so nice, yeah. A woman built like her had me laughing such a day. I fell so in love, and I did not even know. To know who's beyond that smile, and she was happy to oblige without hesitation. She broke it all down. She said, I'm a woman whose virtue was the type that didn't rally me. I handle all of her business, living life to the fullest. I'm the real definition. She had me floating on cloud deep.
untouchable, Aries Marquise in the building. You listening to the GQ Palace Radio, Unsigned Artist Radio in the building, man. You got the mayor of the house, man. My favorite all-time Christmas movie is Beach Street. And, admire me for being unique. That's how I rock, man. What's your favorite holiday movie, man? I heard some people say their favorite holiday movie is, somebody said their favorite holiday movie was Die Hard. You know, so I guess you get up all over the place, man. You know what I mean? So don't be scared to call in and speak your mind. That's what freedom of speech is about. Speak your opinion. You got the mayor in the house, man. We can talk about it. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I'm holding it down for an hour tonight before Ms. Deanne Lane comes in and lights the lines up with love, life, and loyalty and all that. We got the exclusive joints right here at GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. We always come with the exclusives, so we're going to dig in the crates right now, and we're going to pull out something that's real, real fly. Talking about the Bronx, and the Bronx is back and all that. The homie Sicko, the main thing, is letting you know what it is right now. Got French Montana and QP featured on the track. So right now we're about to get into the joint, The Bronx is Back by Sicko, the main thing, featuring French Montana and QP right here on Unsigned Artist GQ Palace Radio. Let's go.
Sick. That's how we gonna do it, right? Cause I ain't no rapping ass nigga, right? You know why I'm comfortable saying I run the Bronx and all that crazy shit? I got my niggas from the Bronx with me and all that. Cause there ain't a secret about us out here, homie. You come around, you see bees flying. McCorda Mills, you dig?
Can and I'm clapping, so please don't mistake it for rap.
Don't mistake
talking too often, I'm more than making it
happen, nigga.
Don't understand when I'm packing, right? And I don't share shit. There can only be one captain, look. Nigga, I'm hyping vet, yeah. Nigga, I'm twice the threat, yeah. Ain't gotta see you to get you touched like cyber sex. Why you running your mouth? That's the reason I cut the talking to a minimum. Like my minutes is running out. Now I'm straight clapping. Nigga, I hate scrapping. A prophet with the mic, sorta like Mace rapping. I make noise, so call me the thunder. I don't do it for fame, I do it to nurture my hunger. Homie, yo, get pop like speakers. I got sons on the streets and they ain't got my features. He a snitch, nigga tell a life story in music. And he know too much, I think somebody walk me through.
Hey, yo, you fucking with my dog? Niggas will stomp your face into the floor. Then you'll be sipping your dinner from a straw. I'm getting hated and seeing why. It's cause when I'm in the drive, all I gotta do is lift my head up to see the sky. Yeah, about the floor, just wait. With a cereal watch covered up in frosted flakes. And the chain gonna track a lot of hobbies. Cause fuck icing out Jesus' head, I'ma ice his whole body. The pump in the lobby, I ain't keep the fours on me. Eight grabs, held the guns in the corner store for me. Got a bunch of wild niggas that'll go to war for me. Empty the clip, this to me is bit, put you in a fucking morgue for me. I don't care if you a diesel ass cut up nigga. I fuck still get your diesel ass cut up nigga. Don't run up nigga, and get done up nigga. My eyes open from sundown, sun up nigga.
We're bringing the Bronx back. This is all fat. Get your skull cracked, ribs and all that. That V is all black. For a grip, play the strip, flip it all back. Look thick, yeah, I spit flows. My pitch O's better, fam. Call the bank scams, wires like money grams. But 20 grams, this one got me off the stoop. Work bagged up, workers I recruit. Handling the pot, so I lay up in the drop. French Montana gon' scramble to the top. Homie, South Bronx, USA. The young Nicky Bonds, move that yay. Ken Khan, the con man, the priest to the choir. I feel 100 miles over the clouds. This rap shit easy and I'm getting money.
Getting money.
This rap broke niggas still looking funny.
Now you know the Bronx is back, man. Really, in my opinion, the Bronx ain't never went nowhere, but you know what I mean? Shout out to the homie Sicko, the main thing. featuring French Montana and QP on the joint. Bronx is back. You got the mayor in the building, man, holding it down. GQ Palace Radio, Unsigned Artist Radio. We got a caller on the line. Rita, you there? What's good?
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
What's happening? How you doing?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm good, maintaining the balance on a Monday night. What's going on?
All right. Nothing.
Thanks for calling, first of all.
Oh, you're welcome. Just listening.
No doubt. So you want to, you got your favorite holiday movie, or you in the holiday mood yet, or not yet.
That's too far.
Okay.
I'm the last minute person, talk to me like a week before, you know?
I can dig it.
My favorite one was This Christmas, I think it was called, with the one that with Chris Brown.
Okay.
Was in it. That was my favorite, right?
Okay.
But then I'm gonna tell you, this weekend I was trying to watch the new Tyler Perry movie, Holiday something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me why I get almost through the movie and my bootleg version decides it wants to freeze. I can't.
No, you just answered your own question.
My bootleg version.
Yes, you just answered
freezes.
Your own question. That was easy.
It freezes on me. So what I tell you, but I really like it so far, what I've seen, and I refuse to let anybody tell me how it ends. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But it was so good. I think this one tops This Christmas.
Okay. Okay. No doubt.
From
Let me ask you. So what happens when you're in a conversation with somebody? They like, you know, girl, you seen the new Tyler Perry joint? You like, yeah, I seen it. Then they just start talking about it, and you got to cut them off because you haven't seen the end of it.
And that happened to me at work, and I had to tell the girl, listen, my bootleg version cut off. Okay.
Then you got to explain.
I had to explain it. I had to rewind it. Listen, I rewind it twice, Maya. I rewind it twice and watched the beginning twice. And it still stopped.
And
it
still is. It is. Oh man! Wow. I have to speak to my. I'd have to speak to the bootleg representative the next time you know happen to cross paths with them. Let them know what it is. But so I appreciate you for calling. You know what I mean? And we're getting into a thing right now. We're just holding it down, trying to make some things happen. We're getting to people's heads and see what's going on. You have any opinion on, or would you like to say any words about Nelson Mandela?
Wow, just, you know what, nothing but just love and respect, nothing but love and respect, and look, another fallen, I'm going to say soldier, you know, because to listen and to hear about the history and then try to educate on the history,
right?
Some of the young kids don't even understand,
right.
They don't even have a clue, and when you say Nelson Mandela, like, all right, he's not my president, Obama's my president, so... It's like now it's just trying to give, you know, the kids a little bit of history, you know. So I went on Google and I printed everything out. Like, you know what, this is something they're not going to teach you in school, sweetheart.
Right. I totally agree with you on that.
So just nothing but love and respect. And I hope that, you know, our younger generation are able to really take heed to exactly what is going on in the world. And more than just, oh, my president is black. You know, so just nothing but love and respect, you know, because there's a lot of different people that paved the way for us to be where we are today, and they don't even understand it.
And that's the point. That's the thing. I think that, you know, in our age range, in our age group, you know what I mean, I think we were the last ones that really got the message.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
Because after us, it came out to a point where, you know, people kind of like, you know, either the message didn't get distorted, it just got distracted by a whole bunch of other stuff that was going on.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not to get all, you know, I don't want to get political into it, but, you know,
it was
just a situation where the kids were being led like we were being led. I put it like that.
Exactly.
You know what
and
I mean? We had,
you know,
we didn't really have an understanding because back then in them times it wasn't really about no internet, but still in all, we were hearing about this man who was in prison, you know what I mean, for standing up for him, for his rights. You know what I mean?
Right.
And his people's rights. So,
that's
you
right.
know, in South Africa, we're far removed from that, but we're not far removed from it. So we need to
right.
learn about it and see how we can use his strength You know what I mean? And what he had to endure and go through to kind of like, you know, turn it around and flip it into a positive thing. Because now you got people that are saying, you know, he was this and he was that. But at the end of the day, he still, you know, freed his people. And he was a flashpoint for a lot of conversation. And he's a flashpoint of a lot of conversation now. But how ironic is it that, you know, he passed away, you know, right now when his movie's coming out and, you know, a movie about his life is coming out and things of that nature. But I just really think that, you know, he should be talked about and discussed more as a freedom fighter and a leader. And you know, not to say, well, he freed his people and he, you know, he was in jail for 27 years. What else do you know?
Exactly.
That you're going to carry on with you? You know what I mean?
And when I ask somebody today, I mean, not to get political, but I'm going to say this one thing, then I'm going to go. But I ask somebody today, what do you know? You know, what do you know about Nelson Mandela? And she
right.
said that wasn't my. She told me he wasn't my president. My president is Obama, and my president is black, and I have
wow.
rights. That's what she told me.
So, I mean,
and I'm looking at her like, "Are you kidding?" I'm
right,
like, "You know what? I'm
right,
gonna print
right.
this stuff out for you, boo."
It's sad. It's sad that's even the response that you get. Like, you know, and they're gonna stand firm behind that because that's what I got. That's what I know. That's
exactly.
you know, that's really sad. But yo, thanks Rita for calling. No doubt.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you putting it down. You know what I mean? And don't nobody give spoil it for her and let her see the movie, the end of the Tyler Perry movie on her own at her own time. And to that bootlegger man, get it together.
Exactly.
You
know
what
I'm
saying? Get it together. We're going to put you on blast, buddy. Get it together, my G.
The movie come out on Friday, because it's another Tyler Perry movie coming out on Friday, and I better see the new. I better see the one I was watching on the weekend. I better see the full version before
that's
the new one comes out on Friday.
I'll let your boy. Let
him
know what it is. That's what it is. So thank you for calling again, and happy holidays, yo. Real talk from the mayor, man. We got you.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's what it is, man. We thanks to Rita for calling her favorite movie this Christmas, the Chris Brown joint. But she's trying to get into a new joint. But, you know, you heard the story. But we're going to rock out, man. GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. Thanks again for Rita for calling. We got the joint on standby right now. My man Mikey D is in the building. Playboy Mikey D in the building. Shout out to my man Mike. The whole Team Fearless holding it down, all that Elements of Hip-Hop. My man's about to slide it to his joint right now on GQ Palace Radio. It's called Beastin', Unsigned Artist Radio. Mikey D, let's rock out.
Hell with the drummer. Hit me.
Straight more core. Y'all know what it is already, man. Elements of Hip-Hop, man. I'm in beast mode right about that. It's your boy Mikey D, man. Y'all been sleeping for a minute, you know what I mean? I'm about to beast this one out, real talk, New York. Yo, I'm the rhyme of prime time, as a chime of fly rhyme, Mikey D, that's me, the alias Einstein. Leader, girl, cheater, adversary, defeater. I'm the winner, you're the loser, I'm the gutter, you're the bleeder. I'm the rockologist, the rhyme therapist, it is. Annihilating foes, so they don't exist. Hard and smart, and I'm incognito. And these other rappers bite me like a swarm of mosquito. Cruising for a boozing for your rude intrusion. These rappers I'm abusing, words all confusing. Desecrating, and I'm also mutilating. Now it's time to go fishing in a shoe that I'm baiting. To a trap that I set, so welcome aboard. I let you live too long, so now you die by the sword of every power move that proceeds from my mouth. In other words, jump, taking you out. Teacher has the rhyme and Einstein in institution. I'm the writer and reciter of your verbal execution. Write what I write, you sing what I sing. You say what I say, let me tell you one thing. You bit too long and sang the wrong song. The words were all right, but you did it all wrong. Steel rocks, you bite it from the box. And then you say it at a party, cause you know it rocks. You ain't nothing but a nerd, and a taker of my word. Copy in my repertoire, you got your nerve. I'm the highlight tonight, the rap warrior. Taking rappers out, yeah, that's my euphoria. Hip-hop, Hitler, boy, you're in danger. Sending all rappers to the gas chamber. Totally destroying all opposition. I'm busting and never running out of ammunition. A psychopath with a knife in the spleen. Just call me Jason, and today is Friday 13. Rain, shine, 100 Fahrenheit. That's the temperature of my rhymes tonight. Thank God Almighty for a mind like mine. The pop pipe of rhyme as I leave the blind. Silence the world and leave you all dumbfounded. I'm flying high, your flight has been grounded. You wish you were me, that's why you bite me. You walk and you talk, you even sound like me. You on my jock like a diehard goofy. Portray my life like an actor in a movie. Come to my parties, clock and you dock me. You say what I say, then say that you can rock me. You must be crazy, nothing but a zero. I eat that ass stuff like a tuna fish hero. Go around saying that I cannot rap you. A very god. but this shit wore off and you was not told. So you better wake up before it's too late. Realize it's 13, not 88. I amaze spectators on my foes I beat. I'm the kid from Longton, the beast of the east. Trilogy of terror and the poet possessed. I'm the host of death and you're my guest. And yes, you do it all the time. I'm the rhyme of prime time. Hold that, man. Elements of hip hop. This is what we do. Every day, all day. Holla at your boy.
Pop cats, you better step your bars up, man. Real talk, man. You want to hear some real rhyme skills? I just thought that you might be interested in some real rhymes. Some real rhyme skills, man. Step your bars up, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Mikey D, man, holding it down. They said we can't do it. We get it done. Hard body karate. It goes down. Don't sleep, because we got some experience. Don't sleep, and we ain't got to curse you out to make your head rock. Don't get it twisted. You got the mayor in the building, man, holding it down, man. Unsigned Artist Radio, GQ Palace in the building, 2013, man. It's about to go out. But we're going to take it out on a high note, man. Shout out to Rita for calling into the show, man. Miss Deanne Lane's going to carry you on through for the rest of the evening from 9 until 11, rocking you out with the love, life, and loyalty, doing her thing, you know what I mean? Tomorrow night, the mayor will be back in the building doing what I do on the sports tip. I can't wait for tomorrow night's show, man. You know what I mean? So it's going down. So stay tuned, man. The GQ Palace Radio, man. Wednesday nights, the Divas, T, Angie, Rachel, got you. You know what I mean? With that real, you know, that nice music that you like to hear to mellow out to. And then Chicky Chick comes on right after there, man. But the laugh out, get your comedy style on with my man Chicky Chick on Wednesdays, man. Then on Thursdays, man, it's the Belvins, man. Big shout-out to the homie KL and his lovely wife, Tiffany. You know what I mean? And they do what they do on Thursdays, man, talking about relationships and on the real side, and give you a little insight on how they, you know, how they get down. You know what I mean? And Fridays, man, my man Rich Money got the entertainment situation on lock, man, interviewing the hottest, man, and the newest, man, letting you hear their joints, man, letting you get an insight to how they living and what they do, man. Saturdays, day of rest. But yo, check it out. I think I'm gonna have to do a couple of shows after further review shows on Saturday, cause the holidays is coming up. But we'll talk about that behind the scenes though with my man Rich. Miss Lavina and Scribby got you held down on Sundays, man, on the gospel note. So check them out, man. Some real, real, real spiritual nourishment for the soul right there on Sundays, man. So GQ Palace got you held down, man, all during the week, man. So we got everything for everybody, so it ain't no need to go nowhere. I did enough talking, so let's slide into a next joint. We got my man Sleeping Giant in the building with his joint called The Back. So if the kiddies are up listening to this show, might want to send them to go get some milk or something like that, because he's talking a lot of ism on this one. So once again, it's The Back by Sleeping Giant on Unsigned Artist GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Another R. Coupe. Royal Flesh.
Yeah.
BX Bangers.
We in here. Come on.
Keep your back up on the wall.
Climb.
Come on. Keep your back up on the wall.
I see you over there, baby.
Let it ride.
Come here.
Come on. Drugs don't roll in the middle of the floor,
yeah.
We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club,
yeah.
Keep the lights low, let the hottie show me love. We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club.
It's my world, duck girl, I'm pimple like she's wholesale. Drop it like it's high, like Snoop Dogg and Funk Rail. I play it like a player do, smash it when I come through. Why you on the avenue, drinking 40s with your crew? Nigga, I'm a player, you spoil her, I slay her. Why you buying clothes, I be buying condom flavors. Believe that, I don't slack, I have her hit that climax. Why you think she tired every time that you get home?
black. This shit is not depression or attitude, it's gratitude. Cause I blew her back out like a real nigga supposed to do. That's why I'm a player, a hustler and a baller. She told her mother now she's addicted like her daughter. Her friend wanna sell, but I heard she placed the order. It's like summertime and my dick is spring water. Don't ever try to judge me, attempt to corrupt me. Cause I'll be that nigga to have the whole screaming fuck me. My niggas can't touch me, fuck around and you get touched. It's like that fucking heroin against coke, I'm too much. So think about your hoe before you start to call her wifey. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife or IG.
Get your back up on the wall. Grind, come on, yeah. Keep your back up on the wall. Let it ride,
let it ride.
Come on, come on.
Two drugs don't roll in the middle of the floor. We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club. Keep the lights low, let the hottie show me love. We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club.
I'm solo with a dope or something. Breathing like a chokehold. My stats is kinda local, like these fucking thug homos. Kick shit, that's impossible. Tearing up the cranium. Now your click is mad, cause I'm killing them. I'm slaying them. Niggas call me hell, cause I'm a fire. It's a real thing. Have no ass carry like Mariah. Hitting hot slings. God bless the dead, I'm like Biggie kicking in the door. Once you hit the floor, it's like, don't hit me no more. So run fast, cause get blast. I'm a hunter on a blood path. It won't last, so be glad. When I hit, it's a blood bath. It's no bluff, don't get snuffed. I guaranteed you get rushed. So hold up, don't get bust. Frontin' like you so tough. Visualize, I terrorize. Giving pain like a 4-5. I heard your last request was, please, I don't wanna die. Cause swift records, boy, you flex. BX ain't having it. My BS banger is slaying niggas. It's a habit, kid. Commit suicide. Suicidals on a rifle. Hold the Bible. Tell your boy your ass is about to die soon. Shit is getting black. Past thoughts is coming back. Nigga, that's how it is. Before you die when you collapse.
Keep your back up on the wall. Grind. Come on, yeah. Keep your back up on the wall. Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Come on. Come on,
two drugs don't roll in the middle of the floor. We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club. Keep the lights low, let the hottie show me love. We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club.
Shout out to Sleeper Giant, man. Yo. Yo, you got the mayor in the building, man. Unsigned Artist Radio. Cheeky Palace is in the building holding it down. We played a few joints tonight, man. We ran through some joints, man. It's about a quarter to, so I'm going to let you know what we ran through. GMS by Mike J set it off, man. He was on his grown man-ish. Green Light by M. Horror. Shout out to M. Horror. You know what I mean? Hope I pronounced that right. Aries Marquise came through with Untouchable, you know what I mean, to the young ladies and all that out there. Then my man Sicko the Main Thing, Taxes in the Head with The Bronx Is Back featuring French Montana and QP. That's the exclusive we rocked you with tonight on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. My man Mikey D, you know what I mean, shout out to the homie. He dropped his joint Beastin'. You know, that's how MC's supposed to do it right there. And then we came with the joint called The Back by Sleeping Giant. Wow. Shout out to Sleeping Giant, man. Yeah, we deal with real bars, man, here at Unsigned Artist Radio, GQ Palace, man. We expected some major things to pop off in the 2014 season, man. We're going to hold you down. Definitely have the exclusive joints. You know what I mean? And the joints that you're supposed to hear on the radio that you really don't normally get to hear. That's why Unsigned Artist Radio and GQ Palace is here to fill that need for you right now. We're going to slide into a joint right now. This is one of my personal favorites right here. You know what I mean? Not because the dude is a friend of mine, man. Shout out to my man Qasim Allah, man. You know what I mean? Got some food for thought, man, with the tallied up with the Brand Nubian, man. My man Lord Jamar, .x. Shout out to Grand Poobah, you know what I mean, the whole Nauru mob, you know what I mean, came with the joint called Jive Pretenders, man, and it's turned into a favorite up here, Unsigned Artist Radio, GQ Palace, so we about to jump into this joint right now, my man Qasim Allah, featuring Brand Nubian called Jive Pretenders on Unsigned Artist, GQ Palace Radio, let's get it poppin'.
Come in the divine name of cause alarm and he called and I came. Explosive, I blow the devil out the frame. The God used to build the greed to make it rain. The foundation, the energy to spark off creation. Zig zag zig, I can dig a new nation from the soil of the mother of civilization. Traveling at a high speed of rotation on the way around the light source of the whole you and I. First when we build, make originals unify. Don't fear the devil now that I'm a grown man. The God used mathematics now to own land. Move the water and draw it up in a fine mist. Rain down wise words on the mic like this. Hit a cold current, just ice won't miss. Leave them froze, understanding the pros of law spit.
So improve God, it says your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, enlarge your God. So improve God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, enlarge your God.
Now if it wasn't for the God, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule baby, I'm from the rule baby. True school baby, know what it do baby.
Hey, I come in the divine name, Lord Jamal Allah. I represent the sun, moon, and stars. The customary greeting when they meet the God. And your arm's too short, you can't defeat the God. So we the 5%ers, y'all the God pretenders. For a show we arrive wherever they send us. The best part of the earth's all I care about. The worst part, give a fuck about your whereabouts. Heavy the sound when I air them out. And if the ground shakes, it's cause I make earthquakes. Rain, hail, snow, son of man, take credit. Polarity shift, understand magnetic. See this is living mathematics, fucking with the gods, I'm giving you a breathing apparatus. And I don't mean to be dramatic, electrical static, cause we can have it through the AVX.
So improve God, he says your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, enlarge your God. So improve God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, enlarge your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule baby, I'm from the rule baby. True school baby, know what it do baby.
Yeah, the Dot X, the self-savior. Only showing righteous behavior.
Peace to the God.
Okay. The trick's interpretation caused problems in the nation. But I taught, don't improve. Now my nation's on the move. And my knowledge don't build. It will be destroyed. Every point on my flag is a lesson. If you don't live out the greed, you just messing. If it can't be reformed, then you will be stormed. God deal with understanding. Create my own universe. You have to rehearse. Scared to say you God. Worried about being seen as odd. The half-men laugh when they spread the trick knowledge. The preacher went to college and learned it to possess. He don't deal with equality, with him I can't build. I will cut off his head with his poisonous shield. My culture is my life, that's what I'm here for. Allah manifest that in 1964. Meet me at the power hour, cause Sim Jamal and me, we gon' build on the day and have some good God's dreams.
So improve God, he says your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, enlarge your God. So improve God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, enlarge your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule baby, I'm from the rule baby. True school baby, know what it do baby.
Yeah, see, when you want to get some bars done, that's how you do a bar, man. Leave a vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? Leave something, some food for thought, man. Just don't say nothing just to get up and you got an open mic and you feel like that's how you're going to express yourself, man. Be unique, but be yourself, man. It's easier said than done. Ask me, I know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you still can make it happen for yourself. When you compare yourself to other individuals and you listen to them and you listen to yourself, then you have to go back into the lab and kind of, like, reinvent your vibe. But, you know, do what you do, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If you like it, then, you know, you got to do what you do. But as a wise person once told me, you got to make music for the world. You know what I mean? You got to, you know, make music for your block is an easy thing to do. But making music for the world is you're going to have to kind of like dig into yourself a little bit deeper. But it is what it is, man. Say Unsigned Artist Radio, man. You got the mayor in the building, GQ Palace Radio, doing what we do. That was a joint by my man, Kasim Allah, Die Pretenders, featuring Brand Nubian. Shout out to Dot X, man. True wine connoisseurs in the building, man. They got the wine now in the stores, man. So definitely they do what they think. And if you haven't checked them out yet, check them out on YouTube. True Wine Connoisseurs, man. It goes down hard body. Shout out to Dot X, man. Will Tell, Sean Black, 20 Ranks, the whole crew over there. at True Wine Connoisseurs. So yeah, man, that was a joint job for tenders by Kasim Allah, man. Food for the soul, man. You got the mayor in the building holding it down on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. I don't like to do too much talking, so I'm going to slide right into the next joint. My man, Cuban Links in the building, Radio Kill the Vibe, another exclusive on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. Let's get it poppin'.
They can't stop me now.
No, no, no.
They can't block me now.
Yo, it's the powers that be that wanna silence the G.
You get too big and they go and try to block you down.
Now they can block me from the radio. Not even shot the block,
yeah, I'm hunting niggas down like a bobcat. Gunning with 100 rounds from a launcher. Infrareds on your head, fuck a hard hat. Cause wherever that red dot said, I'm a bobcat. Now let's see who really wanna trick me like Presty. I put them all night, snipe them like Wesley. The best beat, all up on my testes, but can't arrest me. I'ma make the Pacino, De Niro, and Pesci. A recipe for murder, I can chef it up. Even OCD, I got the burner. So be a fast learner and become a cash earner. Yeah, it's gonna turn up in the trash bag. Niggas better firm up, get fit and get athletic. Or the medic, yeah, I pull up to your crib like anesthetic. Once I said it, let her replace your body with prosthetics. That's why my clicks are diabetic.
Now they can block me from the radio,
true.
But I'm still rocking through your stereo.
When I'm writing, crack a stick up. So give up the cash for a blast and tagging your wig up. A lyrical assassin on the mic and I'm quick up. Get it cracking like the crash. Get it cracking, push a bitch up. On that ass fast to the light and rap so hit ya. Like a Tyson jab in the fight and make you bitch up. They actions ain't matching what they reciting, they switch up. Like Obama with they bash, they providing they gets up. Yeah, fuck the politicking cause the clock is ticking. Once I pop the clip in them hollows, follow tradition. And they ain't missing, they hitting every part as they picking. From your heart to your dick and leave every artery tripping. Got bullshit and fronting for the press. Y'all more like pippin' after Jordan left. Bitchin' more and scoring less. Y'all wanna be like Mike, so I'ma post and
short attack.
Fuck the rest, cause I'ma put 23 and post
a check. Now they can block me from the radio.
True.
But I'm still rockin' through your stereo.
Here we go.
Cuba made me.
Hey.
New York raised me.
Crazy.
The Bronx gave me the voice to go
crazy.
Stop my video.
True.
Cause I be having all them pretty hoes.
But really though,
shout out the lady.
So if it's a maybe,
love me or hate me,
fuck you, baby.
That's right, pay me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Wanna hear all that bullshit, y'all know me. Y'all know me,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Now we gon' take it face to face like a whip.
Yeah,
cake.
Yeah.
Radio can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah.
Videos can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah,
I do this shit grinding out from the motherfucking streets on up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
you heard?
Yeah, word up, man. That was right on time. I appreciate that. Yo, Squib, what's good, man? Hello.
What's good, homie?
What's the deal, man? I got my man Squibby in the building, a.k.a. Brother Timothy Hunter in the house. What's good, man? Thank you for calling the show, man.
Yeah, you already know, man. Just good
hip-hop, man.
All right. Word. Just listening to that good hip-hop, man. Wanted to let you know we listening. We proud of you, homie. You doing what you do. You know me?
Thanks, man. Appreciate you, man. And you already know, We got the slots. The slots is available. So, you know what I mean? So, like I said earlier in the show, man, 2014 is going to really be the beginning of some things. We got some things working on behind the scenes. So, we're going to, you know, keep you entertained with some real hip-hop, some good hip-hop. But, Squid, man, real quick, man, you know, the little question of the night that I had was, what's your, you know, favorite holiday movie or a song or whatever that gets you into the, you know to the spirit of the time, what's going down? You know,
what's my favorite song?
Yeah, what's your favorite song or holiday movie that gets you to the spirit of, you know, the season?
My song be "Let It Snow" by Boyz II Men. You heard?
Okay. All right.
You know, that puts me in, you know, in the spirit of this holiday here. You know?
Right. I feel you on that. Any particular movie that you like that, you know, puts you in that frame of mind? Or you know what I mean?
Nah,
B Street.
Yours was B Street. Okay, well, you know.
I said about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if you want to keep it 100, mine is the Warriors, man.
Okay, no doubt. I hear you. That's what it is.
You know
I mean?
My mom, because you know, there was a lot of science behind that, man. You know what I mean? That was like the gang, even though it was about gangs and all that, but it was about unity and love and taking care of each other. You know,
and
what
looking
I mean?
Out for you, no doubt,
exactly.
No doubt,
and that's what this whole thing supposed to be about anyway. So yeah, that's what takes me there.
I hear you. No doubt. Respect, man. No doubt, man. So everything's everything, man. Your show is popping on Sundays, man. You're doing what you do. You know what
Thank
I mean? And we're definitely getting that real part of it instead of it getting like kind of like twisted and constituted and thrown at us, man. You listen to the radio and you get into a positive vibe when you listen to the show on Sundays, man. Because you're not talking over people's heads. You're talking directly to people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that has to definitely be appreciated and acknowledged, man. And definitely, yeah, man. So I'm just, we go back like rocking chairs, my dude. So it's all good,
really,
man. Everything's everything. I told you, man. You know what I mean? You got it. Down room mob in the building all day. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Everything's everything, man. Real quick before I get ready to get out of here and turn it over to Miss Deanne Lane Scribby, man. Thank you for calling, man. I got to get this joint in before we get out of here for the night, man.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to the GQ Palace, you know what I mean? Crock Sim, you know what I mean? The Nubians, you know my man Sadat X, one good brother right there.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Rest Connect, you know my man Trey Swerve, a.k.a., you know what I mean? He's doing his thing too, man. And Harley Housing, you already know, man. Harley, homie Harley.
That's what it is, Harley all day. That's what it is. Yo! GQ Palace is in the building, man. You got the mayor in the house holding it down Monday. Miss Deanne Lane's getting ready to jump on the air and do her thing, love, life, and loyalty. You got me tomorrow night after further review. You got the Divas. You got Tiki Tick on Wednesday. You got the Belvins on Thursday. You got Rich on Friday. You got my man, you just heard, Squibby O right there, a.k.a. Brother Tim Hunter, on Sundays with Miss Lorena holding it down. GQ Palace Radio, till next week, man. You got the mayor in the building, man. I don't know if we're going to ride out with this joint, Lulu by Lulu. Let's get it popping. Put it on the air, man. Let's go. I'm out.
Lulu, get your money with no maybe, do it, baby. They be saying, Lulu. and I ain't on my period. Times has changed, I go hard on my penmanship. Right. Got niggas hating harder than the bitches is. Fuck it, I love it, I let them weep on my onions. Okay. Talking shit on the way so they can smell when I'm coming. They envious and mad, so that means I got one in. Got goonies in the back, so we best not have a running. Cause it ain't about nothing, I just focus on my wealth. Okay. Feel like we shouldn't do it cause they can't do it they self. Okay. And it's alright, you ain't even gotta like me. Right. You should be mad that your chick ain't nothing like me. Sexy and gorgeous, form that's always on my jaw. Super witty, these other bitches be dumb as on ours. Right. Kick the door and we on it, now I'm here to take charge. Black and Mal is the label and you can't fuck with my squad.
Break all the rules, shaking and moving, doing what we doing. They be screaming, Lulu, you know it's problems when they hopes turn the fears and the smoke in the air. Who that there? They be screaming, Lulu, 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 Lulu. If you a stable lady, do it big and crazy, then you say it, Lulu, 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 Lulu. Get your money with no babies, do it, baby. They be saying, Lulu.
This is Dan Lane, and this is... I'm always coming in late. Happy holidays, happy holidays. This is Dan Lane. Welcome to Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Palace Radio. Check it out. Mr. Mario is going to take a little holiday off with us right now, but I got somebody to step in for him. He is a man... Well, according to him, the most entertaining man in the world. Not entertaining, just interesting. He's going to get me for that one. We're going to have King Woozy on tonight. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be one interesting ride, okay? And our topic tonight is, you know, I always tell people I try to make topics very interesting, something you can delve into and really chew on it a little bit. And I have this question, if you never thought about it, how do you know you're in the right relationship? That's an moment, okay? Now let's talk about red flags. That's what we're going to talk about, red flags. And tonight, you've got to call in. But first, again, let me give you a little heads up. Give us a call here at 646-200-3838. Make sure you press 1. That's the only way you guys are going to get to us. Again, tonight we're talking about red flags with King Woozy. He's in the house. You're going to love him. He's a character, but he's very nice, man, and very knowledgeable. And listen, love, life, and loyalty wouldn't be as interesting as it could be without people like him. So listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And you know what? Sit back and enjoy the show. All right. definitely going to let it snow tonight. Oh, I love that song. It just does something to me. Listen, we're back here on Love, Life, and Loyalty, and we're talking about red flags. But tonight we have this gentleman who has come far, far away just to spend some time with me. I'm shocked. According to what we have found out about him before he comes on, he's actually listening to me speak about him as I open my mouth. He's known as the most interesting man in the world. And tonight he's with me. It's not often that a girl like me can get a guy like this to get close to her. And I'd like to introduce to everybody, King Roozy. King Roozy, are you there?
Yeah. What's up? Thank you. I appreciate
Welcome. Everything,
man. I'm glad to be here tonight. You know, we got an interesting topic we're going to talk about. I'm excited, you know. So how y'all doing over there tonight?
We're doing fine. I'm so happy to finally get you here. And I know I had to twist your arm a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm humbled by all those wonderful things you said and all, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that try to take, you know, the blessings that God gave me and make themselves the most interesting man in the world. Y'all know who they are, but that dude don't look like me, you know, so he's not me. He can't do me. But anyway, we're not gonna talk about me. We're gonna talk about this stuff that's going on, I guess, with these red flags you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely red flags. And, you know, a lot of people saying, well, what do you mean when you talk about red flags? I mean, you and I both know, a lot of people do know what red flags are, but we're talking about red flags in relationships that we tend to ignore, even though they're actually on fire, swaying in the air. We still ignore them. Have you ignored some red flags in your life?
Oh, yeah, you know, a lot of times that happens because people, you know, they meet, and for one reason or another, they're infatuated with each other. They like the way each other looks. They like how much money each other has, whatever the case may be. So that's the only thing they focus on. They put their focus right there. And everything else that's going on around them basically gets locked out and pushed to the side because it's not as important as the good thing that this person is doing or has or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. You know, I did a little research. I love doing, people know me, I love doing some research. And I went and I started digging through every possible source I could find to come up with the perfect meaning of a red flag. And this is what I found. Those clues. Now listen to the definition, and I love it. It means those clues that indicate the person or persons you are dating or getting ready to date is probably not the best catch. Would that
now
pretty much sum it
up? You know the funny part about that, okay? If we go by that, every person we meet is going to have red flags. It depends on, you know, that's subjective, what a person considers to be red flag. You know, what you consider to be a red flag, I might not consider to be a red flag. I just might be I am or whatever, you know?
But listen, aren't there many red flags that you need to consider when dating that are just a must-have, you know, that if they don't have it or if there is that red flag, you can't go have a date with that person. And, you know, case in point, you know, like I said, we have some talking points that we're going to talk about tonight. But just basic things such as etiquette, knowing how to carry yourself in public. Now, would you want to date somebody or be with a fool who's walking down the street, acting up every second of the way, down, you know, as you stroll along?
There you go again. That's subjective.
What do you mean subjective?
I mean, that's your opinion of how that person is, right? So, I mean, that person might just be like that. It might just be a foolish type person or a clown or, you know what I'm saying, something like that.
So, you and I walking down the street.
You might be a real snake. You might not want that kind of person. You might want somebody that's more serious or more, you know, D-boyish. You know what I'm saying?
You said D-boyish.
D-boyish, you know. How much
what's
y'all
that?
Got on my party, Craig? You know, D-boyish.
Oh, I didn't know what that meant. My bad.
Oh,
okay. Don't you start now. Now listen, let's get down to it. Do you think people hide all of their red flag or all their red flaggish behavior on the first date?
No, I think that the red flags be swinging in the air. Like I told you, I think people don't see the flag because they focused on what they do see that they do like. And so the red flag is waving right there, but they don't see it because they seeing, oh, man, this person looks good, or, you know, I can't wait to do such and such with this person. So that's what they focused on. They block everything else is secondary. We're going to fix that later. You feel me? Right, now, we need to get number one straight. And that's what people focus on. That's why everything gets going smooth. And then right after that, everything gets smooth. And later on, it drop off a cliff. And you be like, man, what happened? It wasn't like that when I first met him. Yeah, it was. He wasn't blocking. All them other people told you, leave that person alone. And they told you that person was dirty or whatever the case may be. And you ain't listening because, you know, they just don't know what they talking about.
But that's not a fair assumption. That's not fair because some people can, you know, just say negative things about the person you're with just because they don't want to see you together. So I always believe in it's never taint a person's personality when you first get with them, because you need to know them for yourself. It's like you being told by someone, don't talk to that person because I don't want you to because I don't like them. Now, is that fair?
Well, I'm not going to say that's fair. I mean, but it do happen a whole lot. People always try to, you know, hate or something like that.
Okay.
Or they might try to, y'all going to have to excuse me, that's my phone going off, man. You know, people trying to find out when I'm going to land the helicopters and all that, you know. But
are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Jerking my chain. My chain is already too heavy around my neck. Listen, let's get to the next talking point. Let's talk about how a person looks when you first meet them on a date. Because, you know, this is the one thing that irks me, that's a red flag to me. When you show up for a date, you're well-dressed. Now, you know you're behind. Do not get dressed up every day like that. So I'm that.
But you
person.
Know what, though? I know people that dress up every day, and every day they out there looking for a new person. Every day they out there looking for a new chick or a new dude, and they dress up every day. Everywhere they go, they looking sharp. Every day, car, the whip is clean and sparkling. Music blasting, or they just went, got their hair, their nails always done. They always walking around looking good, you know, with their pumps and stuff. I ain't going to call no names or not like that, but there's people out there like that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. You know what? Okay, we do know there are people like that out there. The question is, how do you recognize somebody like that, though? If you're meeting them for the first time. I mean, you're going on a date, they're going to see, that has to be very, very expensive, especially if it's a man out there on the prowl, is what I call the prowl. That's an expensive habit I have because I know I'm a girl. I'm married, thank God. But if I were out there, I would definitely require a certain standard of dining and certain types of entertainment.
You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? What you mean? Red, white, and blue. On the back side is green. Take a look at the flag, man. That's not fair. Come on, man. Wine and dine you and pumps and all this stuff. I got to go get four jobs and a hustle just so I can date you.
Well, listen, of course. I mean, really, if you think about it, though, in order to catch
That's
my attention.
That's why I never see your husband, because he's always at work.
Well, listen. I'm sorry about that, but can you pay my bills? Wait, I pay my own. We pay our bills. He don't pay my bills. We pay bills together. Shame on you. That was not nice.
I'm sorry, man. I had to go in there. I'm sorry.
I know you go. You went in. You know what? That hurt. Next time, let me know before you stick it in. Now, how about this, okay? Now, sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, now, let me ask another question. Would I be considered too pushy for an upfront conversation with personal questions such as finances? Is that a red flag to you? If I'm sitting down with you, now, I know what I'm coming to the table with. Problem is, I don't know what you're coming to the table with because you're so vague about the, quote-unquote, your financial situation. Would I be too pushy for asking you any financial questions? Because, you know, honestly, I'm a woman of a certain age, and I live a certain way, and it's not to knock anybody who doesn't live the way I live, but I'm not trying to step down. I'm trying to step up. You understand where I'm coming from, right?
You know what? That's subjective. Everybody don't feel the same way. Like, I had people when I used to work a regular job, you know, I asked people, you know, one time I asked this guy, hey, man, you know, how much that job pay? You know, and he got offended. And I didn't even understand why he got offended, but some people get offended if you ask them how much they make. It don't matter who you are. You could be a man, woman, child, old lady, whatever. You ask them that question, they get offended. So, you know, and then some people are walking around telling you what they got. Oh, I got such and such and such and such and such and such. So,
but I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about you and I dating.
If me personally,
we're dating.
We had a date somewhere, you asked me how much money I make,
right,
how much money is in my bank account, the next thing will come out of my mouth will be like, I'll be right back. Check. Well, when they're going to get her taxes, because I'm out. Deuces high, holla at your boy.
But listen, but that's not fair. That's not fair. Because you know why? If you give me the impression that you have it going on and, I, you know, have it going on, then, my thing is, listen, I don't mind a brother who's got ambition. Love a man with ambition. Oh, my God, that is the biggest turn on any man can come to me with. As long as you have ambition. My problem is the red flags that they hide are the following. They come in with the nice suit and they present themselves as something they're not. And once you get yourself emotionally involved, that red flag of can you, because nowadays men want women to take care of them. I'm from the old school. I mean, even though I come to the table with my own and I do very well on my own, I still kind of like the idea of my knight in shining armor. You know what I mean? What'd you say?
I said, good luck with that. Your knight in shining armor, you say? You're looking for a knight in some armor, right?
Yeah.
And they don't allow people to walk around like that no more, man. You go to jail for that.
Well, being a knight in shining armor, are you kidding me?
No, you walk around with all that stuff on there talking, looking all crazy like that.
You're taking me literally. Oh, you such a clown.
Just telling you, ain't no such thing as a knight in shining armor.
There are knight in shining armors.
If you put
armors,
on an armor talking about that's me, you going to jail or the crazy hospital or something.
King Uzi, I wanted to say this. Yeah. If there's anybody out there listening, I want to have me a knight in shining armor call in tonight, and I want
hold
you
on
to disprove.
Let me get my violin. Let me get my violin.
Okay, play it. If there is a knight in shining armor out there, I don't care where you're at, call and tell me you still exist. Please.
Man.
There has to be.
Yeah, call. Call, call. I'm going to be sitting right here too, Mr. Knight. Come on, call. Let's talk about this armor and all this stuff you're talking about and all these checks that you're going to be writing. Because somewhere in there, I need to get a cut. Now, I don't know how I'm going to get a cut as of yet, but we're going to talk whenever you call, Mr. Armor, Mr. Nightman, Agent Man.
Oh, you know what? Hold that thought. Listen, we have a gentleman on the line. His name is, what is this guy's name? Bobby Scott, yes, a Bobby Scott. Bobby Scott, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm fine, Bobby. How are you? Where are you from? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Texarkana, Texas.
Oh, my God. Where is that at? I know it's in Texas. What part of Texas? Up,
in
down,
the north,
north
part
south?
Of Texas.
Excuse me?
In the northern part of Texas.
Okay, so listen. Tonight we're talking about red flags, and we have tonight as my special guest, King Roozy. He is the most interesting man in the world. And we're talking about red flags in relationships. So,
what's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, talk
thanks
to us.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
The reason I was calling in, I was listening to your show a little earlier today. I mean, a little earlier tonight, and it seems to me, the red flag to me is an independent woman, just like how you were saying it, like how you're doing everything to bring to the table and everything.
Excuse me?
And I just feel like that's almost a red flag, because I think if you're going to have a mate or something, that y'all supposed to make us one.
Well, that you are thinking
okay.
There's one.
I agree with that.
Go ahead. You agree? Wait a minute. Hold up. You agree with that?
Because like what I'm saying is, my wife is a hairstylist. And at one time, she didn't have. And I had. And I made it a way for her to become a hairdresser. And when she got enough money that she had maybe a little bit more than me, then she had like she didn't need me no more.
Wait a minute, that's not
I
the
mean,
case.
I mean,
that was your plan.
What I'm saying is, at one time, my wife cooks for me every night. Every night.
What?
Now I only get a meal on Sundays and Wednesdays.
Do you eat leftovers?
Everything else is I have to eat leftovers. And she knew when she married me that I didn't like leftovers.
Well, you know what? Listen, do y'all have kids?
We have three of them. Three beautiful kids.
Are you out of your... Well, how old are the children?
Ma'am?
How old are the children?
A 7-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Okay, are you out of your mind that a woman's going to come home after doing hair with three kids? Everybody's in school, I presume, correct?
Well, she used to. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But she used to
do
it.
You're a grown man. Do you cook? Do you cook?
I cook, yes, I do, ma'am. But I mean, I feel like when we got married, that's when we said that the thing that we were going to do, and she said she was going to do that. But now since she done got a little money and she became an independent woman.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's not a red flag.
I don't know if I should be saying this on the radio or anything. But I was going through her drawer one day and I seen one of those black vibrating things.
Wait a minute, are you inadequate in the bedroom that she has to have these utensils nearby her dresser drawer?
It might just be that he don't want him. Maybe that she already got what she wanted when she got her hair stuck. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's how I feel. I don't have any problem with the black community. But then I go in here and it's like you're trying to tell me something. Why did it have to be black?
Let me ask you a question, Mr. White. Wait a minute. Dude, if she has these instruments.
You're hanging the fight, bro. The fight is going to be a strong fight, brother. One day we're going to win it. I promise you.
King Lucy, honestly, she's got toys in order to replace something he's not doing.
Not necessarily true, man. I'm telling you, sometimes people do that because they don't want that person. So they say, well, I got what I want out of that person, which is the money, and I'm going to satisfy myself with what I really want.
That's almost exactly how I feel right there. Right now, my wife is not home right now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any utensils that you use? Blow-up doll, books? Movies, what? And left hand, right hand?
I got married, so I didn't have to do that, ma'am.
Well, listen, sometimes things change. Hormones, three kids, cooking a meal every day. Some things, maybe she's burnt out. Maybe you
but
need to go.
But what I'm saying to you is, Miss Light,
yes,
what I'm
yes.
saying to you is,
yes,
in the beginning, this is how it was. Everything was peaches and creams.
And just like God said, in the beginning, let there be light. And guess what? There's a whole lot of light and other things going on,
hey,
too.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Does she still come home?
Sir?
Does she still come home?
I mean, I called her just a little while ago. She told me she had a late appointment. And I'm really not thinking it's late appointments all the time.
If she's doing hair, well,
I stay in this relationship because I love my family.
Listen. Is she doing hair? Is her profession doing hair, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I've gone to the salon. Listen, I love my hairdresser. Her name is Lima. She's my boo. She will open her shop for me at freaking 9 o'clock at night just because I have an engagement the next day. Now, I'm the first one to...
I understand that, but you still have a family in the end. And
yeah.
That was supposed to be the most important thing to you is your family.
Yeah, but everybody don't feel that way, though, bro. Like I told you, some people have ulterior motives when they get into relationships from the beginning. You understand? They see people, man,
and
just like she was saying a moment ago.
This is how I'm feeling now, sir.
Well, I understand you, man. I promise you I understand you. And if I could make a recommendation, this is what it would be.
Okay.
I would do whatever is the best thing that you can do for your children, man, because they didn't ask to come here. You understand? That was something you and her got together and came up with. So they should take priority. Now, as far as her doing the hair and not to be right as far as the relationship goes, man, that's something you're going to have to work offline, leave kids out of it, and deal with her offline with that. Your kids are going to need a mother, and they're going to need a father. They don't need half.
Yes,
they
sir.
Need both y'all. So some kind of way you
have
to cook
that's
what solution.
That's what I try to instill with her all the time, sir.
Well, can I just say this to you, sir? Can I just make one more recommendation to you, sir?
Yes,
maybe, ma'am. Maybe you need to go and have some private time alone to get to know yourself better. You got two hands. I'm being honest. Because sometimes it's not always about sex.
Miss Lane, Miss Lane, Miss Lane, Miss Lane, I love you. I love your show. I've been listening to it for the past couple of weeks. I loved it when you had it on Veterans Day with the young man. I listened to it when you had the other kind of crazy guy, Mistel, on. But now you're wrong now here, Miss. I got married, so I wouldn't have to do these type of things, Miss Lane.
But listen, with three kids and that schedule she has doing hair, and chances are she's standing up all day, and to come home to cook, run behind three children.
Miss Lane, what I'm saying to you is, if she has this big old black thing, so she has time to do something, it looks like the big old black joint.
Well, maybe you at work. Maybe it's the time of day you guys are doing it. Are you able to come home from work to give her what she needs and then go back after lunch? I don't know. Think of it on that level. Maybe your schedules aren't meeting up the same time. And you know what? Eating the same can of beans every day, you know what? I may not want beans today. I might
something?
Go ahead.
I married the same can of beans, and I want those beans every day.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, here's the thing, bro. This is what I would say, man. As far as the toys and stuff go, good luck with that, okay?
Toys?
I don't know what to wear. I'm not going to recommend that you go in the bathroom or none of that stuff like she was telling you to do and get acquainted with yourself. That's a little too freaking for me. But what I will tell you is, you got to take care of your kids. If you can't deal with your wife, then I would recommend you bring in some form of outside source, preferably somebody that both of y'all can sit down and talk with and see if you can work out whatever issues it is that's causing her to go and buy the black thing, the big old black one that looks like the big old cigar you were telling us about.
And can I add it?
Yes, sir. I have no problem with the black community, but it's like you're almost trying to tell me something.
You need to go read the instructional guide to that big black thing you found in her drawer.
Maybe that's the only color they had, though. You can't look at that and say this is what you want. Maybe that's the only one that they had, bro.
I don't know
where y'all live. You know, I don't know what type of stores they have out there, but I'm just throwing that out there. It may not be a color thing. It may just be that's the one she wanted. You feel me? And that's the only one they had.
So. I mean to shut you guys down. So we have a YJ Cool J, YJ Cool J on that. Who's YJ Cool J? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
YJ Cool J. Are you serious?
I'm on the
wait
line.
Wait a minute, I have to ask. What?
YJ? I got the name after LL Cool J.
Okay. Oh, you must be sexy with a hat on, of course.
Oh, yeah. You already know.
So, I'm just joking. Listen, we have Mr. Bono on the line, and we're joined tonight by our special guest host, Mr. King Roozy, the most interesting man in the world. Question, we're talking about red flags tonight in relationships. You want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, I can.
And my name is Bobby Scott, Ms. Lane.
I'm sorry, what did I call you?
You call me Mr. Bonner?
Oh, my bad. Listen, you got me all riled up. I'm thinking about somebody else right now. I'm sorry about your toy issue. Mr. LJ Cool, Mr. Cool, can I call you Mr. Cool?
Yeah, Mr. Cool Cool.
Mr. Cool Cool,
question. I'm in YJ Cool J.
Okay,
what's
listen.
What's up, YJ?
Okay.
What's happening with you, bro?
You know, right now I'm walking around the mall shopping, you know what I mean?
Listen, tell me about your red flags, love. Are you dating?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
So let me ask you a question. Have you noticed any red flags in your relationship?
Yeah, there's a couple, you know. You know how some women are, you know. Oh. They Yeah, I'm saying it. Yeah, some women are.
Okay. So give me an example of how some women are. I'm curious. Teach me something. How are some women?
All right. Some women, you know, they think that when you're working out of town, you know, you go home, you know what I'm saying? Well, you call your home a hotel. But in my experience, me working out of town with my relationship, girl always thinks that I'm talking to other women because I'm working out of town. But when you're working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, you ain't got time to talk to other women.
That's not true.
Well, hey,
man,
it is when you work.
That man said it's true.
Let's go, baby.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Mr. Ruzy. King Ruzy, I'm sorry. God, talk to me, cool. So she thinks you're talking to other women.
Yeah, but and then I go through this argument every night with her because she's mad that I ain't there with her. She wants me to quit my job, but I ain't quit my job. I got bills I got to pay. I got people I got to support, you know what I mean? I got stuff that I got to do, you know what I mean? So
I guess my question to you is, how are you trying to show her that that's not going on?
Well, to me, you know, with the situation
well,
Cool that
J,
I got going
I wish,
on
my,
her,
I wish my wife would be here with me.
Mr. Bobby, that's your name, right?
Mr. Bobby Scott, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, listen. We know you got toy issues. We're speaking to this Mr. Cool about his... I'm sorry, Mr. Cool. Mr. Bobby got
toy issues. I was just listening to the conversation. It just seems like he's upset that his woman wants him next to him, and I was just letting him know I really want my woman to be home with me.
Yeah, but
how,
one thing he left out, bro, he want him to quit his job.
Yeah,
that means
he
that he's going to have to figure out a way for them to eat because then the next thing he's going to be saying is,
if she could take care of the both of us, it's understandable.
You know what I mean? King Ruzy, remember
if I quit my job right now, my wife could support the family easily.
But see, King Ruzy, remember I kept going back to that conversation.
She couldn't have did it without me.
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Bobby, may I just say this? That's a red flag for me because at the end of the day, I'm not taking care of no grown man. He needs his job. Sweetie, Mr. Cool, you need your job. What she needs to do, does she have a job?
No, I tell her every day she needs to go out, put in them applications, get her a job because I ain't, there's going to be
times
she ain't
got no job.
I ain't going to, oh, no, she ain't got no job and she's wanting me to quit.
Wait a minute, are you married to her?
Hell no, I ain't married. No, I ain't married to her.
What you need to do is go give her a deadline. I'm being honest with you. This is where you nip this in the bud. Listen, you got 90 days to get a job and get yourself a life. Because if you're at work handling your business, as a real woman should, Mr. Bobby, independent women, we don't have time to tell our men to quit our jobs because we're fully engaged in what we have to do for our families as far as bringing home money so we can support ourselves and better ourselves. Mr. Cool, what you need to do is trade in your zero and go find yourself a sweet little superhero. That's what you need to do.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to find that in this music industry, and you best believe that.
And you know what else to YJ? Here's another thing. Always remember, dude, a lot of times people say that you're doing something and they accuse you of doing something because they want to take the focus off of what they're doing.
Exactly. I think she might
be
up to something.
That's just like my wife right there. She always accusing me. And I know that she's doing wrong.
Mr. Bobby, let me ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What size pamper do you wear? Because it sounds like you're having a temper tantrum.
Excuse me. You know, I've been enjoying this show. And I'm glad you have this king guy on, because I hope he's going to take over from now on.
I appreciate it, man.
What?
You're a friend for life for me, bro.
Are you mad at me, Mr. Bobby, because I'm actually giving you, listen, you might need a bib, a little pacifier, and a pamper, because the way things are going.
Nah, man, that man upset, man. His wife is playing like a funky piano.
He wants attention that he's not deserving of. He's a grown man. While she's at work, he needs to be home cooking dinner for tomorrow.
But I just got off work also. I worked 8 hours today.
Let me
came home and done the homework
stop.
With the children. I came home and done the homework with the children. Got all the children bathed, and they're ready for bed. And now I got to fix them some leftovers.
Yes, leftovers are very good the day after, sweetie. Things tend to marinate better. There's nothing wrong with leftovers.
I never like leftovers, so I don't want my children to have something that I don't want.
Well, you better learn to cook real quick,
Daddy. So instead of cooking them leftovers, I went down to the Mickey D's.
Mickey D's, there you go.
Got a couple of the Maggie meals. And the thing about that, the Mickey D's is not good for the kids.
Of course.
I don't like leftovers. I'm not going to give my children nothing that I don't want.
So why are you not in the kitchen preparing things that you can make ahead of time, like some burgers you could have grown, took out and put on the grill?
Miss Lane.
Yes.
I'm tired.
I've
been at work all day long.
I came home and now I'm
super mom. I'm Mr. Mom at home.
Oh, welcome to my world.
And this is just too much.
I invested so much into this family
for this to be going on. Because in the beginning everything was kudos.
King Rudy.
And now look at it. I don't understand.
King Rudy, could you please let him know that a real woman is she works around the clock, morning, noon, and night. A real woman who cares for the family. Can I get an egg cool?
Okay, I'm an amen on that. Okay. Real woman takes care of
family. She's always too busy for the children, Miss Lane.
Well, listen.
I have to get children to school. I go to all the school programs. I go eat with them at school when they have parents and grandparents day. She doesn't do any of this.
Listen, you know what you need right now, Mr. Bobby? You need a timeout. I'm going to take a timeout, guys, for just a hot second. We're going to take a musical break, and we're going to be right back with the most interesting man in the world, King Roozy. I'm cool, and Mr. Bobby, please don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick musical break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice. Everywhere we go. Choir singing carols. Right outside my door. All these things and more.
Everybody, this is Deanne Lane, and listen, just a reminder, Mr. Mario's taking a holiday off, but he will be back after the new year. But tonight, we have the most interesting man in the world, King Roozy's with us, and we have a topic that's obviously gotten people a little bit uptight tonight. We're talking about red flags, and King Roozy, I must admit, I'm a bit concerned about some of our callers with the big black thing in the drawer, but...
Hey.
I hope everything worked out for my man, you know. I mean, he got issues with his kids and his wife. And, hey, you know, everybody got issues, you know. Everybody lane is different. You know, there's some people out there that lost loved ones and aren't able to spend the holidays with those loved ones, and every holidays they get depressed and things like that, you know. But we ain't talking about that, folks.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
That could be a red flag for somebody. You know, you go and meet with somebody for a date or whatever, and all they talking about is their dead wife or their dead husband. You know, you kind of want to like, damn, maybe they need more time to breathe. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
And that's kind of crazy right there. That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy. Listen, gentlemen, we have a young lady named Shantae joining us. Thank God there's a woman in the house. Shantae, please tell me you're there, baby.
I'm on. How are you, Diane?
No, it's DM. My name is DM, but that's okay.
DM is Lane. How are you?
Girl, I need some female backup in here tonight. I got a Bobby on the line.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. And he's got some black things in his drawer he found. I have Mr. Cool here who's being told he's got to quit his job. And the most interesting man in the world, King Roozy. Oh, my God. I'm overwhelmed by this testosterone in the room.
First of all, hello, and I agree with most of what y'all are saying, and I feel your pain, but the thing is this right here, when Miss Lane was like her knight in shiny armor, not a knight in shiny armor, so you know what I'm saying, it's
gotcha.
Like serious speech, and she has that person. A woman, a real woman, will wait on...
Yes.
That man to find her. She's not going to go out and put on old hair and nails just to find someone every day, which there are people.
Excuse me, Miss Shantae. Is that your name, Shantae?
Yes, it is.
Miss Shantae, why do you feel like the man has to come find you and you can't come find the man?
Because a woman shouldn't have to go and find no man. He should find her, and she shouldn't have to go out there and look and search for one.
Why? That's what I'm saying. That's what these women just want, that the man has to do everything. What does the woman ever have to do?
But that's when you take, before you marry that person,
the man has to come find her.
You understand what I'm saying? Listen, if you listen, you'll understand what your wife is going through. You have to get to know her. She might just be a freak and she didn't want you to know about it. You understand what I'm saying? Some men can't accept that.
We could be two freaks together.
Wait a minute, but you ran away from the black thing.
Let me enjoy it with you.
She feels comfortable enough to where she can come to you and talk to you like that.
Right, and then also
communication
rules the nation. Miss Shantae, we have three beautiful kids together, ma'am.
Anything that she feels that she needs
to come talk to me, she is more than welcome, and she knows it's always an open relationship that she can always have. My door is always open to her.
No, it's not.
Well,
when was
the last time you tried something new?
Shantae, may I just say this? But Mr. Bobby, you ran away from the black thing in the drawer. You didn't bring it out and say, baby, let's talk about it.
I told her it made me feel less than a man that she couldn't go get. And like I said, I have nothing wrong with the black community. Why she couldn't get a white one?
The color has a lot to do with it.
Okay, explain that to us. Go ahead. I gotta know. Tell me, please.
Because what's the difference in the same size white one to the same size black one?
Everybody hold off. I want to hear every word he's got to say. Please speak, Mr. Bobby. What's the difference?
What I'm saying is you got the same size white one to the same size black one.
Mm-hmm.
But you chose to go to the black one, so that means that you might like black meat.
Are you black?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
What color are you?
I'm Caucasian.
You don't sound Caucasian. You got snuff in your mouth.
Yes, ma'am.
You listen.
Everybody from Texas does it.
That's not true. I know people in Texas. They don't have snuff in their mouth. You know what snuff is?
I'm looking at this Dallas and Chicago game, and you can see everybody spitting out there.
So you're mad, wait a minute, you're mad because your wife.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Shantae. Do you have a problem with the color or do you have a problem with the size?
I think both. Go ahead.
I'm feeling uncomfortable up here talking about penises. Let's talk about some relationship issues, because I don't like talking about penises and all that. Look, Bobby, you need to get a counselor, homie, because whatever's going on in your house, you ain't doing the right things to fix it, apparently.
You
so
may
I would
need
recommend
to go,
you
and you know Bobby. You know Bobby.
To work that thing out. You know, meanwhile, I got my girl Shantae here. You know, she gave you a little good advice for your girls or whatever. We ain't addressing the real problem. The real problem is how people get into these relationships.
I just want to know, why does the man have to do everything?
Well, listen, this is the thing. You said you're a man, and this is what men tend to lose the meaning of being a man. A man is supposed to be a provider and a protector. A man is supposed to be the man to lead the way. A man is supposed to choose his wife. Do you not understand
that?
Is this Ms. Lane, right? Yes.
Ms. Lane, since you know so much, tell me the role of the woman.
The role of the woman is to be the caretaker of the home. Okay.
To make sure that her husband and her children eat every day, not leftovers. Yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute,
ahead.
But you're still eating. Shantae, he's still eating, correct? Right? Lucy's still eating, correct?
Every day. He's on the phone.
Exactly. So let me ask you a question. What is the problem with you?
She's not providing it. I'm providing it because I have to put it on the table for the children.
So what is she doing?
Miss Charnay.
Shantae. Her name is Miss Shantae.
Oh, Shantae. I got a question for you.
Coley, yes. are you looking for a woman, Shantae? You got a man?
Neither.
Do you have a job? No, stop. Do you have a job? We're going to make a love connection.
Yes.
Do you have a job? You do?
I'm a photographer.
Coley. Oh, Coley, listen. A woman with a job. How you doing?
I'm doing.
But I'm
okay, I'll wait on the phone.
Miss Shantae, why don't you have a man?
Oh, excuse me. It's by choice.
And like you were saying, you were saying that your wife, you know, when you first met her, she didn't have anything, but now she has. So maybe you need to realize, you know, she had to adjust to her new lifestyle. You understand what I'm saying? Not saying that she don't love you or don't have time for you, but it's other things that she's trying to accomplish as far as her goals as well. So what I'm saying is maybe you just need to meet her a little halfway.
Yeah, I believe so. I think you nailed it on the head.
Hey, can I say something?
Yes, King Uzi, of course.
Get this out. This is how I feel about it, right? Not all women, but most women that I've met, base their sexual attraction to a man according to how well they have an emotional connect. Men, on the other hand, look at how much a woman love him or care about him according to how much sex you give him. If she don't give him a lot of sex, he figures that she don't love him. I don't care what else she do in the house, don't matter. But if she ain't having sex with him, then he already considers that she don't love him.
Hey, King, I'm glad you joined this show, boy.
I'm glad you joined it. I'm going to listen to this show every week
because of you.
I got a question about this.
I'm a faithful listener to this show. I listen every week. Last week it was some kind of mix-up. I didn't hear it.
You know what? You need to go to your crib and have a timeout. You are just too much.
And you know what?
I'm glad in a relationship,
Miss Lock. All right, look. In a relationship,
go ahead.
Girl, don't understand. A man's got to work to make a living.
And I agree.
And the girl don't see that in the picture. So, to my opinion, she's always thinking that I'm doing something wrong. But then again, she may be in the guilt. You feel me?
I got you. Listen, I love you. Cool. I love you. For a man to say you got to work, and if she has her insecurities, that's a red flag for you. Y'all don't have kids together, do you?
Oh, no.
Don't have it because that's something that may fall on your daughter's shoulders, because as a woman, listen, you're not supposed to run behind a man and worry about who he's talking to. You have to be confident and strong within yourself to trust that he's out there doing what he has to do, unless you're given, further information or given some other idea that you may not be doing what you need to do. What you need to do, again, we have Shantae on the line. You're on the line. I think the two of you need to exchange numbers and say hello to each other. Have a lunch date.
And what are you looking for?
I forgot you. I'm sorry, Mr. Bobby. You looking for a mother type. I know what you're looking for.
I'm looking for my wife. That's what I'm looking for.
You still want to be held close
you
to
have
the bosom. You look to you be held close to the bosom. You want
just like
to
Mr.
You
just like Mr. Cool. Just like Mr. Cool J said that a man has to work. I make enough money for my wife not to work at all. The only reason I went along with the little beauty shop thing is that's because that was a passion of hers. I'm wealthy.
So what's wrong? So what's the problem? She still can't,
that's the problem, but she doesn't understand. I took my vow seriously.
You are a red flag. Let me tell you why you possess the biggest red flag of them all, trying to take away a woman's independence, and I don't like that.
Trying to take away her
independence.
You didn't say that she's supposed to be a caregiver at the house, right? What you tell me when I asked you what a woman is supposed to do?
Okay.
She's not at home, and she must not be a woman. She must
still
be a girl.
That's not true. She, like you said, she's pursuing her passion, correct?
So what you're saying is you're taking her side.
Bobby.
Because you're
like
a woman, and she's doing exactly what you say that she does. She's not doing what you say she's supposed to do.
And a woman, and I make enough money to support the woman, but she don't understand that I'm out here working, and she thinks that I'm really cheap. But then again, I don't know what she's doing when she's, 1,500 miles from where I'm at.
Well, then you need to do something about it. You need to find out what she's doing so you can eradicate that issue right there. You don't need that stress.
Oh, yeah. And
my grandchildren don't even have to work right now.
Well, then, may I say,
and I don't even have any yet.
I did not tell you to go to your crib and sit there until I tell you to come out. I mean, I could just,
And I got a lot going on with working, and I don't need all the stress from this girl talking about, I think you're cheating. I got a music career that I'm doing, too.
Okay, that's beautiful.
So what you doing? What you got a music career, huh, man? What you do, man? You rap? You sing? You what? What you do?
I rap.
Play music? What you do? You rap?
I play the drums and I rap.
How old are you?
Play the drums and rap. Y'all better
I'm 19
recognize
years old.
Oh, you 19? Wait, you 19?
Hey, Mr. Cool J, can you cut us a beat in there and let me hear one?
Yeah.
Go ahead and let me hear one, Mr. Cool J.
Oh, wow, I didn't know you were hosting the show, Mr. Bobby.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Took over and turned it into
a party. I'm sorry, Ms. Lane. Let him have his time of fame, Ms. Lane.
Listen, this is what this girl don't understand. I'm a do a hook for you, and this is what this girl needs to understand, that if she don't straighten up, this is what I'm about to do. She
okay,
don't
well,
know
I
what she got.
No profanity, Bobby.
That's why she
acting.
I know. She don't know what she got. Yeah, that's why she acting up. I'm tired of getting treated wrong, so that's why I'm backing up. I jumped in my wheel, head back to the hood, and long get money. Baby girl, I'm good.
Okay, good. Hold that thought.
Hey,
you know what?
Wait a minute.
I like you, Mr. Cool J.
Listen.
Mr. Cool J. Mr. Cool J, do you have any sample CDs?
Hey, Bobby, anything else you think we need to do?
What's that?
Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, anything else you think we need to do now that we got Mr. YJ out the way? Have you found your wife yet, brother?
No, sir. I mean, my wife still lives out at home.
You called her?
And we usually listen to the show together.
Oh,
but
really?
She's out doing here.
That's what she says.
But why don't you get the
did
kids in the
bring the money home?
Did she bring money home?
Sir, what did you say?
Is she bringing money home?
Well, like I tell her, I'm not hurting for anything. Her money is her money.
Is that a yes or no?
I don't need her to bring one dime home.
What I'm looking for here is a yes or no. Does she bring money home?
She buys nice clothes, nice shoes and everything, and it's not with the money that I'm giving her. Okay,
well, dude. Let me ask you, how does that make you feel?
I think it
does make me feel. I mean, I prefer to have a woman that can make her own money, but I got told her in the beginning she doesn't have to work.
But you can't have it
so
both
it makes
ways.
You feel some type of way then.
Yeah, she makes.
See, but what I'm saying is, when I tell you my wife doesn't have to work, I'm not rich. I'm wealthy.
Okay.
And wealthy is a little bit better than rich.
Okay.
See, let me break it down for you. Michael Jordan is rich.
Michael Jordan is freaking wealthy.
Yeah, Michael Jordan is wealthy.
No, that's just a difference.
I mean, he's getting paid from a lot of endorsements. So that means people are.
Michael Jordan was also paid.
Okay.
He was
paid from the NBA. Let me not use Michael Jordan. Let me use LeBron James.
LeBron James is wealthy.
Wealthy?
Hey,
no,
hey,
he's not wealthy. He's not wealthy yet, sir. One day he might be wealthy, but at this time right now he's just rich.
You know, can I hold that
thought? If he was to blow out his knee right now.
Hold on. Let me ask you. This is real important. Check this out, Bobby. Those kids you got, have you ever had a paternity test done on them to see if they're yours?
Oh, no.
Oh, every last one of them is mine.
That's not what I asked you. Once again,
I don't need
a
paternity test. Even if she did mess around on me or anything like that, they still my babies.
Oh, you
still
have.
And
I'm going
to
make sure that
thing
takes care of.
That's a nice thing to say.
If she was to come and tell me tomorrow that they were, one of them had a different daddy or something, I'll tell them to go ahead on because they're still my kids.
Well, listen, hold that thought right there. Listen, we're going to take a musical break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to return with my guest host tonight, King Ruthie. And we do have a caller calling in, but I'm going to call his name after we, matter of fact, let me tell y'all who it is. The Mastel is back, and you know what, Miss T, if you're out there listening,
I remember that guy.
Oh, my God. Please, somebody, Miss T, find Miss T and tell her to call the damn show because Matt Spell's back on Red Flag Night. Listen.
Here we go.
King Ruthie, hold that thought. We're going to take a musical break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody hold on. We'll be right back. Oh, my goodness.
night. What a night. This is Red Flag Monday. We're supposed to be talking about relationships and things people hide, the red flags we never notice. And actually tonight, my guest host is King Ruzy, who's in the house. And King Ruzy, listen, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I got some red flags myself I want to put out there because there's some red flags ain't nobody talking about.
I know. We're going to get to that in just a second. But King Ruzy, I've got to introduce you to somebody that many of our listeners do know about. And Ms. T, if you're out there, please call because one of her favorite guests is back tonight. Mastel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi, baby cake. How you doing?
Right,
how
right,
you
right.
doing? What's up, dear lover?
All right.
Well,
what's happening with you, man?
All right, what's going on, Rusi?
I don't know.
I've been just checking the show out, you know, and I hear some things here there.
Okay.
I thought I'd
how you
call
doing?
In.
How you doing, Mr. Mastel?
Oh, right. Lord, you got a fan, Mastel. Bobby.
Right.
Mastel, I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago. I really agree with the things that you were saying, sir.
Okay, make some noise. Make some noise. I like that.
I'm even trying to go get one of your books.
Okay, yeah, that'd be very appreciative.
What's up,
Mastel? I kind of want, what up, though?
Yeah, this is Cool J, man. What's up with you?
Hey, nothing much, big boy. Just shining like everybody else, you know, trying to get it, you know?
Trying to get it. Okay, Mastel, listen, let's talk about some red flags. What do you know about the term red flag? Well, I mean, to you, a lot of women now know you have red flags. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. As you were saying a few weeks ago, you know, like I said, it's about maybe three major things that you got to look at.
Uh-oh.
You just sit down to date with somebody, and one of them is that confidence. she don't have that confidence in herself, then she ain't gonna have no confidence in you. You see
well,
what
you
I'm saying? Or vice versa, him or her, it don't matter.
Well, you
they
know
ain't
what
got
that
the confidence in themselves.
Well, you know what? Funny you say that. You know what? That actually applies to tonight's conversation because Cooley, you're having that issue with your situation where she doesn't have any confidence in herself to trust you. To not be out there talking to other women. I would agree. Tonight, Mastel, you actually fit right into the conversation. So kudos to you.
No, kudos.
Oh, you know what else, too?
What's that?
Some people, they get there and they do like he's saying. They want to talk about money. They want to look at money. They have confidence. They don't have confidence. And then they turn around that you realize that everything that they done put out there is a front. You know what I'm saying? The money is a lie. The confidence is a lie. And then even in some cases, some people even be overconfident. They think they all that. And so that's a red flag, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So, Mr. Mastel.
So,
you
I mean,
know
I ain't trying to throw no stones at nobody and nothing like that. I'm just saying some people get there and they be to the point where it's overbearing. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Now, that's why I say the main thing to pay attention to is that confidence. If it's underconfidence, then it's insecurity. If it's overconfidence, then they're thinking they all that, and they don't need the other person. So, basically, you got to have integrity, too. Yeah. You got to have some medium up in there about that confidence. And
definitely have integrity.
Right. Integrity is part of it, too. But another principle I look at is humility. If you're not humble enough, with humility, you're not humble enough, you can't even give or receive. And that kind of umbrellas a lot of things, you know. You can't give love or you can't receive love if you're not humble enough. If you think that you all Mr. Pocket Loose, you the pimp of all decades and everything, then you're not going to be able to get nowhere. That's some things that I had to learn, and that's what I'm putting inside this new book.
Oh, you learned some things since the last time we spoke in?
Yeah.
Wait a minute,
Mastel
got a spanking? You got yourself a spanking? Oh, who spanked you?
We're gonna leave that kind of, you know, for a surprise later. But I said, you know, it's someone very special. But that's not where I got my education from. I got my education from a lot of trial and error, and you know what I'm saying, just seeing a lot of things.
Would Miss T have anything to do with that?
No, nah, she ain't got nothing to do with that.
Come on.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Whoopi ain't got nothing to do with Denzel, okay? Whoopi ain't got nothing to do with Denzel.
Okay, listen, okay? You have to admit, but Miss T, she was very, she treated you the way you need to be treated, with a very stern talking to. But
no, not really. No, she didn't do that because she was not allowed to voice what she needed to voice. But like I said, I stick to the subject and the topic. And like we said, the topic tonight, we talking about red flags.
Okay, fair enough. We'll leave that on the table. Go ahead.
So, yeah, but like I said, with the red flags, that's one thing to see. Another thing to see is if this person has some type of emotional damage from the previous relationship or from childhood. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You got to be able to pay attention to that when you're talking. I mean, you got to ask them. Just straight up ask them. Have you been hurt? What type of hurt have you had?
Would that be something you would ask right off the bat?
Oh,
the
yeah.
First date?
I mean,
the first...
after the first couple of days with more phone talk, you know, more conversation, you're going to need to find some of this out in advance. Therefore, you don't, you know, let it slip up and pop up on you, you know, in an abruptness. So you got to find out exactly.
That's a good point right there. If I could interrupt, man, I had a girl one time, and, you know, we didn't really like plan a relationship or nothing. We just kind of started hanging out. And then, you know, once it got to the point where we were ready to do the adult stuff, I asked her, you know, something went right. It was just she wasn't acting normal. It was like she went into a daze or something, man. You know, it freaked me out, man. So I'm tripping.
That's
this girl is laying here looking at the ceiling like she's staring at Jesus. So anyway, I asked her afterwards and kind of found out she had been raped. She had been molested and stuff like that. So whenever she get ready to do adult stuff, she black out, you know, and pretty much that was her meal ticket out of there.
Okay, so she wasn't standing standing over your bed with a knife. Thank God. Okay, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
But that's true, though. You know, that's a good question you ask people. Hey, man, I even asked women before. Have you been raped before? Like you been molested or something? Because I don't want to deal with that again.
Let me ask you a question.
Are you taking medication? You know what I'm saying? Are you on any kind of medication? Or you should be on some medication you ain't on.
What about men? Can a woman ask a man that question? Are you on medication? Have you been raped?
Medication type stuff? I would. I mean, I don't think it's a man or a woman type thing. I think that's just a regular thing with all of the diseases and all of the different stuff going on nowadays, man.
And all of the men.
Say that again.
Here's a perfect question. Hey, baby, you know, you look real cute and all, but what's that growing off your neck?
Oh, come on, guys.
That's what you should ask. You feel me?
What's wrong? Wait a minute. Is Bobby still there?
No, man. Leave Bobby alone, man. Bobby talking about his wife and his stuff and all that, man.
Bobby's
Jesus right now.
I know. Oh, he's looking in that drawer for that black thing. Okay, cool. You still there, Cooley?
Cool J,
you still there? No, okay. Okay, Shante. So it's just the three of us, which is good. So, Marcel, the thing going on. Shante, you still there?
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, how do you feel about that question when someone asks you what's that thing growing off your neck? Because that's a red flag to them. I have something growing on my neck, like what, a mole, Mr. Ruzzi?
Like something.
Like
moving from time to time or something like that, you know. I mean, it's just things that people have, man. You know, he's scratching all the time. Why are you scratching so much? Get some spray. You know, things like that you need to address right then and there.
Okay.
You know, if you notice she all up on her skirt all the time.
I'm going to talk about the obvious thing that most women dare to ask men, which I think they should ask men. Are you adequately equipped to handle the next level?
You know, but that's subjective, though. Handle what?
That's the level I was trying to get to.
Now, you got to be more detailed. You just can't ask nobody nothing just blatantly. You got to be very detailed when you ask them specific.
Okay,
you know, how big
gonna hit around the bush.
I can take that
and make it define and mean what I wanted to mean. Oh, okay, she mean downstairs. Okay, but we're not talking about that. She might be talking about, can I handle emotional breakdowns, and can I handle her if she's on the TV show Obsessed?
That
was a question that came from Ms. Lane. So
that came from me. This came from Ms. Because I found that I have a lot of people who email me who say that men who tend, the red flag that I found that a lot of men have is that they don't talk about the other part of their extremities because they tend to want to sway away from that particular part of the conversation, hoping that you become emotionally involved, but yet when it comes to that next level in a relationship, they can't perform the necessary, you know, the necessary steps to make a woman happy in that area in the bedroom.
Well, you know, the reason why they can't is because everybody's not up front. If you just having a bang out booty call, then you keep everything here in the secret. If you're wife or your husband or your man or your woman, then you're going to have to...
But Marcel, you can have a bang out, knockout, throw down. But the point I'm making is, do you necessarily have the following: a banana, or do you have a pinky? That's the question that a lot of women are very upset about. And then a lot of men cannot maintain the necessary rise throughout the whole entire.
Well, I feel you on that. That's what we were talking about before.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had the other guy on there before because he was asking what makes me so much better. Well, it's not so much me, you know what I'm saying? That was just me kind of adding out back then. But it's not so much me, but just your average man, period. Because an average man, like I said, don't understand that it takes, when we talking about that area there, it takes at least 10 to 15 minutes for the woman to get into first gear. You know, she ain't in microwave just like how he is. It's just like when you... baking the chicken. You ain't gonna put no chicken in the microwave, put it on 5 minutes, and it's ready. No, it don't work like that. You gotta take your time with these things.
Well,
now, if he hasn't having a medical issue, then he needs to see his doctor. I mean, that's real. If he's having a medical issue,
yeah, that's keeping it 100.
I'm keeping it straight up with you.
But that's the red flag men don't talk about until they get too emotionally caught up, and that leaves a woman feeling guilty that, oh, you know, I can't just drop him because he has that issue, and, you know, I love him for who he is. But that is a very important part of the relationship, which helps the two of you keep that healthy relationship going.
Well, hey, let's do this. Let's do this then.
How about
we start our own thing then? All right? What are we going to do? Whenever we go on a date, all right, the woman going to ask the dude, let me see yours, and the guy's going to ask the woman, okay, let me see yours. And then that's how we'll figure that out right off the top. Because
he
won't always be a woman. You know what I'm saying? You got to throw that out there. It might not be a woman. It might be a dude
sometimes franks and beans happen. You know what I mean?
Franks and beans ain't happening, man. No, man.
Sometimes it happens.
Never happen like that.
I mean, how comfortable would you feel, Ms. Lane, if somebody came to you, like, you know, we on a first date together or something like that, and I just come out to you and tell you, hey, man, you know, it ain't not personal, but I need to see what you got up in now before we go any further than right here.
Maybe I need
to see what you got, what you're working with.
Okay, well, listen, technically, you know what, if that is the case, then, well, maybe we need to do a show and tell, but highly not going to happen. Likely it's not going to happen with me. However, what I'm saying is, if you know you have an issue, if you know you have an, if your nickname is Ed, everybody know what Ed means, right?
Oh, yeah.
Erectile dysfunction. If there's an erectile dysfunctional situation going on, you need to let that woman know before you even take her out to dinner. Because
I mean, that's true.
Well, that's one thing.
I thought you were talking about
they just were small or something. That's what I said earlier.
That's why so many people have issues with being upfront with people, because they feel like, well, if she tell me that she's been molested or raped, I'm not going to talk to her. Or if I let her know that I'm gay, then she's not going to want to talk to me. She's bisexual, but... or married, and she still like to be with men, or she still like to be with women. But people have secrets, and some things they're just not going to tell you.
Right, but Here's the thing. Everybody should be allowed to make the decision themselves. That's why I say everybody, if you're trying to bang, bang, that's one thing. But if you're talking about making this your man or your woman and all that kind of stuff, you got to be up front. Let that person make the choice themselves if they decide to be with you, because everybody's not made up to be able to handle certain things. So you got to let that, if you're up front, give them that opportunity to make that decision. Don't make that decision for them. Because if anybody was to make that decision for me, you know, because it happened in my past, they made that decision without telling me something in advance, and it didn't work out. So, needless to say,
but
that's
how many men are going to tell their wives that they've been molested or something like that? I just want to know.
Well, just tell them, just the first few words you need to start off with is, I like to be open. I like to be honest and upfront, and then just go from there. From whatever you got to offer to ask,
Well, you know, it's a good thing you're asking, because I like to do data. Statistically, we all know that 1 in 10 males are molested or raped by someone they know. Okay.
Male.
Yeah, 1 in 10 are raped or molested by someone they know. Those are statistics. That's facts.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. It is ridiculous, but it's the way of the world now. Three in five women have either been raped or molested by someone close to them.
Three out of five,
yes.
Man, I'm slipping because I'm fitting none of them.
Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of women, believe it or not,
really, it's nothing to laugh about. The thing is this right here. It's everyday life issues that people are going through. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Therefore, you know, it's nothing to laugh about or try to judge someone. It's things that's happening.
You're right. There are people out there that suffer all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
At some point, you got to find humor in everything, because otherwise, you turn into some nobody want to be around. You know, you walk around here with all that stuff on your mind. Oh, this didn't happen, that didn't happen. Let me incorporate that into who I am. And now you putting out signs that make people say, man, you keep it moving. Because you got some serious issues, you know. I mean, but I'm just saying, I ain't trying to make fun of nobody's circumstances, but there's been things that happened to me that people laugh at that was nowhere near funny. And, you know,
exactly.
It was okay. Sorry
to interrupt, Rusa, but like what you were saying about the whole situation, you do got to have humor in a relationship or humor about everything, you know what I mean? Because if you don't, nobody, you know what I'm saying, they're going to judge your character as you being lame, calm, but you know what I mean? Like, you got to talk, you got to laugh, you got to have cuddle, you got to have fun every now and then, because if you don't, then you ain't being yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
True. You're right.
That's
you're right.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
So listen, we're gonna take a conversation.
You know another thing nobody mentioned either. How a lot of times, like you get in a relationship, and then like 2 weeks after you together, the girl pregnant.
Who does that? Are people still doing that?
Yeah, they still doing
that.
That
girl right there is not truthful.
Movie. That's a classic.
Oh my God! Listen, let's talk about
that
the
girl right
you
there.
Watch Maury.
Is not truthful.
Look, you watch Maury.
I'm gonna take her to Maury.
Yeah, Maury keeps it real. Listen, I'm gonna run down some red flags, and if anything I say catches your attention, just say excuse me. Let's talk about it. I'm gonna run down about 10 of them. So I'm gonna start with the first one, okay?
All right.
Okay, let's talk about it. So now here it is. Okay, wants their space a lot. That's a red flag. Okay, enjoy all the benefits of a relationship without the commitment, but prefer to stay friends using love and affection to feel better.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a red flag.
Definitely
red flag. A huge one.
Yeah, thank you. Huge one. Thank you. Okay, his, her, or shim. They might know what a shim is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I don't want anybody talking about what's a shim. It has Frank and Bean sometimes and other things. Okay, friends don't know you, don't even realize who you are when you walk in a room with them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely
that a red flag?
Excuse me on that one.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Say you go to you walk in to a club, for instance. You go to a club. All right. You go in. You know what I'm saying? You bring your fans or your people, whoever you bring with you, your friends, your family, whoever, you know, your girlfriend, your spouse, or whatever. Well, you bring them with you, and you got people that you know from show before, and they don't recognize you or they don't say what's up. But once you hit that stage and show out, they all want to be buddy-buddy. You know what I mean? So you got to look past that.
Yeah,
that's a flag,
that.
Dude.
That's a flag.
They
didn't
want to talk to you before. They don't need to talk to you now.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Leave that alone. Okay, now, here's another one. Not introduced as a girlfriend or boyfriend, but just as a friend or family member.
I disagree with that one.
What
you
want to
talk about that one?
Let's talk about it.
All right. Let's look at me, for example.
Okay.
If I'm walking around and I meet and somebody see me that know me, like from the internet or from TV or wherever, right? And they come up and, oh, what's up, King Ruby? You know, I'm not gonna introduce nobody to them people, man. I'm not gonna introduce them as nobody. You don't need to know who I'm with. What's up, dog? High five. Give me a pound, man. Keep it moving or whatever, you know. But
I like
that. Okay, oh, this is my wife or this is my mother. Nah, man, this is a fan of mine. I just don't feel comfortable doing that. Not that I got anything against anybody that appreciate what I got popping. But
I like that. I like that.
But no, wait a minute. But King Ruby. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Everybody deserves a level of privacy, and I'm with him on that.
But listen, if you're walking in a room of family members, you're taking her or he, I don't know what your preference may be from time to time, somewhere. Sorry about that.
Keep going in. Keep going in on somebody.
Listen,
I don't know who's
going
to receive that one, but I'm going to say something because I know it ain't for me. So go ahead.
But you're going into, you're walking in a room, you have family members whom you love dearly, and you're coming in with a woman on your arm or a shim, I don't know, he, she, I don't know, and you're with this person. How do you just say nothing about what you've been doing together? You bring this person to a family function.
Man, let me tell you, and this is real talk. I done brought women to my aunt house and never brought them inside the house.
that's low, dude.
That's true.
Dude, that's low.
And she went for that.
Every time we went over there,
there wasn't no other choice.
Not a fact. Just to keep it real, everybody who I brought over by my aunt's house, none of them went inside the house.
Why did you do that?
That's how I roll. That's how I was rolling at the time.
But let me ask you a question: are you dating these women?
I was dating them at the time.
And they didn't bother, because me, I'm different. I'm getting out the car with you. Say, where you going? Then let's not stop.
We ain't going nowhere. We staying right here. This is the limit. This is your Super Bowl. Sit down
what?
And enjoy.
Wow.
So
you
want
to leave her out in the car?
You got to earn that. You gotta earn that. You just don't bring everybody around your family, your kids.
You don't know if this person might have a pistol in her pocket.
She might have sickness going on. You ain't been watching the news. How do you been shooting up in schools and all that?
Right.
You got to earn that spot. When I go to the studio, I don't just bring anybody I want. You know what I mean? So it's a difference in that. So
But I'm your girlfriend. You chose me.
Okay.
We just rolled. We engaged.
Okay. But I don't know who or where you go after I bring you to this place. I don't know who you're going to go tell because it's a private location.
But listen, we lay in place.
If it was so private, why would you take that person to that location?
Exactly.
Wait, I didn't hear that. What'd you say, Shante?
Shante, say it again.
If it was so private, why would you take that person to that location?
Well, I'm just saying, well,
you just happened to be riding in the car.
Well,
she just happened to be riding in the car.
She just had to be riding.
Doing a lot of,
we could have went from dinner to there. You know what I mean? It could work both ways.
I had to stop by there. Yeah, I had to stop by there to grab my socks that I left over there.
But
other than that, you know, she was on the ride.
If you had a concern of her being crazy, why would you take her to that location?
And yeah, why would you sleep with her? Why would you even be in the same space with her?
Y'all trying to get me to revert back to the old phrase.
What?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Y'all gonna start doing that.
I'm about to get ready to start
saying
me
for
one again. I ain't even trying to talk like that. But
okay, we from
downtown.
Everybody, listen, I'm in New York. We from downtown. Somebody go pick me a Swiss and pop the leaves off because somebody needs to be hit.
What happened?
Okay. I need me a switch and some leaves off. Of it. You better bring back a big fat one. I'm going to make you go pick another one. Shame on
Brain
you.
Brain history. Brain history.
Hey, y'all. Hey, I got a question for Shantae. Hey, Shantae, you ever told a man that you all about that money?
You have to be all about it because if you're not,
that's
then
not
he's not going to be.
That's not what I asked you, beautiful. I asked you, I said, have you ever told a man you all about that money?
No, because once he see me, then he already knows.
Ooh, good girl.
Oh, he already
good
know
answer.
You all about that money.
Good answer. Okay, listen.
There's no red flag. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You heard the song. Come on now. Billy Preston. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Everything I told y'all is start off red, but on the other side is green.
You know how it's same with you.
Y'all trying
same
to play us.
And there were phrases.
Green.
And that
look,
was phrases.
That's a red flag
because she don't know what she got.
You know what I mean? Let's go down the list. Let's keep going down the list, okay? No hanging out, only at certain times and places, not to be seen by friends or people who know them.
Now, I do a lot of that.
Oh, my God. Oh, do you give up paperback for a face, too?
That, but I don't do that with different women and stuff like that, but I don't be liking people to know I'm coming over and don't have no entourage and all that stuff, man. I don't mind hanging out, you know, but let it be like a surprise or something. Because I done went by people's house, man. They, come and shoot by right quick. I come over to the house, who there? Or just me and my girl or whatever. And get over there, man, and then person after person start coming over there. People start bringing CDs and pictures and stuff, and, man,
but that's
come on,
not
man.
What I asked you. I'm talking about you got somebody you're seeing. You only see her at a certain time of the day, and she's going for that. I don't know who she would be, out of her mind maybe. But
yeah, I did that too, but I was cheating at the time.
Listen, are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I did that,
wow.
But I was cheating at the time.
Wow.
I would tell her, look, during this time, don't call me. You know what I'm saying? But I done had girls do that, too. I had females do the same thing. Look, you know, after I get off work, don't call me. And, you know, because I be with my kids and all that. You know, my baby daddy be tripping. And, man, I done heard all kind of red things. That
oh, they be with their wife.
You know, we just talking about the stuff the guys do.
Or their boyfriend.
When you start talking about the stuff the women do, you know what I'm saying?
Women do the same. This list is not just subjective to men. It's for everybody. Men, women, he, she, shim, it, that, whatever. Okay? I don't discriminate.
Right.
Everybody.
I need another red flag, fellas.
What's that?
Every time a woman show up, everywhere y'all go, she got her kids with. You can never go to where
y'all
go.
Well, maybe that's the same one day. Go babysitter. She wants to take
the
kids.
There's four kids in the bed, you and her. Come on, man. That's a flag, man. That's,
she need
that's
a, baby
a flag.
She need a baby daddy. Be quiet now. Here we go. We're going down the list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we go. You are not a priority but an option.
Oh, that's always a given.
So women, oh, wow. Santi, did you hear that? Everybody got nervous. Who got nervous
everybody
and started moving option. Around?
Everybody's an option. No matter what people say, man, you are always priority. Okay, now if you decide to put somebody else number one, that was your choice. But you always priority. You always got this stuff lined up that you're going to do. And then if anybody interrupts that, then you're going to have to push your stuff to the side. So you're always priority.
Yep. And that's 100% true right there.
What? You're always a priority?
Yep.
Everybody
well,
always considers themselves
you or the
priority
woman?
First.
Say that again?
People, self-preservation is number one. We're built like that, right?
Okay.
Okay? So any sacrifices that we make is duly noted in the mind and in the body. Okay. People don't just automatically do stuff and don't recognize they're doing well for the most part. People don't automatically just sacrifice, oh, I'm going to go and lay my life down for so-and-so. You know, you ain't got but one of them. You feel me?
I got
you. So it's like, you see what I'm saying? Or you lost?
I'm not lost, never lost, boo-boo. Never lost. Never lost, boo-boo. Never lost. Okay, here we go. Forever seeking emotional support. Who's making that noise? Who's eating? Put it down. Who got... Just joking. Listen, forever seeking emotional support, but they fail again and again to provide the same service to you. Hello. Okay.
Nah, see, now you're talking like a woman. No offense
to
nobody.
Listen,
come on, let's keep it real.
Hello?
Come on, let's keep it real.
Hello?
We all know that women deal with relationships according to emotion, and men deal with relationships according to
physical?
What makes sense. What makes sense. Logical.
Here we go.
Stuff.
Men deal logically,
women deal with emotion. That's why they, for a long time, they didn't even let women fight in wars because the women wouldn't obey the rules that they put down. They said, you can't do that. And the women didn't care about that. The women just wanted to win. They didn't care who they sacrificed.
Listen,
so that's why for a long time,
they
didn't people think they were discriminating against women, but that's why they didn't let them fight in the wars because they wouldn't agree to the rules.
Listen,
they wouldn't do the fight.
At the end of the day, women are logical. The problem is... You're never in touch with your emotional side. Some women can't.
I don't believe
that
either.
Excuse me?
I don't believe that. Otherwise, we'd never cry. We'd never feel sorry for people or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
100%, yo.
I feel like we all got to come to a medium. People got to understand that we built differently. Men are built differently than women. Women built differently than men. Not just physically, but emotionally, mindset-wise, everything. The way we work, our clocks, everything is different. So we got to understand that. Once you get an understanding of something, then you can understand how to work it. It's like playing a game. You can't sit down at a table and start playing a game unless you know how to play
you
it.
You got to put the pieces with the puzzle, Rosie.
You got to put the pieces with the puzzle, baby.
Oh, here we go. I know how to put together a puzzle. Come on, guys.
Man,
really?
We know how to put together. Hey, we ain't talking about them little
pieces.
You got to know when to hold them.
Exactly. Listen, guys, don't make this a pissing contest because you stand up and I squat, it all comes out the same piss, okay?
Wow. I needed a visual on that one.
Okay?
That
I'm just keeping it real. I can hang with the big boys.
What? Okay, everything needs to be a production. We should use that.
Listen, either which way, there's some things we'll have to squat on, okay? But at the end of the day, gentlemen, the women today are a lot different than the women of yesterday. Okay,
yeah,
because
now
the men.
Too.
But the men today, women, excuse me for me to this point, the men today have become less, less gallant. Less than what they didn't hold up to the true meaning of what men are today. They really don't.
I can't argue with that, but I can't say that that fit me. But
they
I can say that
too.
There are a lot
may
of people
not,
out there
but I can.
That it don't
but
fit. You know where that comes from? You know where that comes from?
Whatever.
That comes from them not people not having somebody that they can use as a guidance. See, here's the thing people forget. Children, no matter whether they boys, girls, or whatever, they look at parents, not only do they listen to what the parents say, but even more importantly, they watch the actions of the parents. And so if the parents say do this and that, they do this and that, but then when the parents go and do such and such, they do doing such. You know, they go and follow the parents. So they learn by watching what other people do.
I agree. Because today's society is more morally...
Here's the thing, Miss Lane. Watch this.
Okay.
If you don't have somebody, if you're a woman, okay?
Okay.
And you've never been around a woman, when it comes time for women's stuff, you ain't got nobody to turn to. You understand? You got to go look at a book, or you got to go talk to a neighbor, or you got to find some other woman that you can talk to about women's stuff. No matter how close you are with your people that's around you.
You're talking about being a male.
You feel me? My point is that if you got little boys that's running around here, none of them have daddy. The majority of them don't have fathers. They don't have anybody that they can look up to or anybody that can help them. to understand what it's like to be a real man, then you can't expect for them to be a real man. I've even heard somebody say that, you know, I could raise you and help you live and survive to become a certain age, but I cannot teach you how to be a man.
Oh,
I heard a woman say that.
You know, and that's the truth. I have to agree with you on that. I am a woman. I have a son. My son is at a certain age where I cannot teach him to be a man. I leave that in the hands of his dad.
Now, watch this. What if his dad ain't there?
What if his dad is not there? But you know what?
What if he don't have a dad? What if he don't have nobody like that dad that he could look at and say, this is what a man is supposed to be?
Well,
he's
got
to go according to what he sees. And if he sees you all the time and all he knows is what you do and the things that, how you react to stuff, he is going to incorporate that as a child just by nature.
Hello? Who's that, man? Who's that?
He's more than a real guy.
But somebody's breaking up. I hear you, but you're breaking up. Who's that speaking?
I said he's going to be more feminine than a real guy if he's always around just his mom or his father. If he ain't got a dad, he's going to look up to what his mom is doing on an everyday basis, which that he needs to go out and find out, you know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to go out and show him. Like, he don't need to. What I'm trying to get to is if he's around a woman 365 days out of a year, every year until he's 18, look what he's going to say. I ain't judging nobody, but look how he might turn out.
And I agree.
Okay.
And I agree.
Well,
and I agree.
This is Shantae.
Shantae.
And I have two young men. They're 14 and 18. And honestly, I know I can't raise my boys to be men, but I have done the best of my ability, and they know, you know, the right and the wrong. And they know how to go out there and provide. They know how to treat a woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
now,
right.
As far as growing and, you know, becoming a man, that's something that has to come, you know, as you grow. And just because a woman have children or a son doesn't mean that they're going to be gay or anything like that. You know, I feel like they'd be better men, because they know how it is to be without a father. You understand what I'm saying? So, and those are the things that my children tell me. You know, when they do have kids, they want to be there for their children.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Let me just finish up this list real quick. And it's not to minimize what was just said, because that's deep. That's deep. Let me get down to this list, because we have to talk about some things with King Roozy real quick. King Roozy, you said this earlier, constantly talks about past relationships and how they were did wrong.
Yeah,
that's a flag.
A lot of people, that's a flag for me. If all you're talking about is your ex, then you still caught up with your ex. You still living in yesterday. Ain't no room for today. You still caught in yesterday.
All right. And the last one on the list before we go to a musical break, I want to talk about this one. Never give gifts. It's not money. It's about the thought. Never doing anything. It's all about taking.
That's a red flag right there.
Listen, you get in my car and I'm taking you to and from the store. You don't offer gas money. You got to walk.
All right, get out my car.
Right. They just hustling. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
That's why, like, somebody just hustling people, man. I know people that's broke. I mean, flat dead broke, man. And every time they turn around, they need something. You know what I'm saying? And the women that they have in their circle, they're always giving them, because they're always needing. So, I don't know, man. I really can't throw no stones at people that say never give gifts on, you know, if not money, nothing, you know what I mean?
If you were giving me a ride, I would do your dishes. I would come, you know, if you were helping me out Monday through Friday, taking me to and from work, you know what I would do for you? I would come to your house, clean a room for you, even do a load of laundry for you, just to show you my appreciation.
Hey, how many times I got to bring you? No. That don't sound right. That sound like I'm getting the short end of the stick. You say,
I have nothing else to give.
That's
the flag. I have nothing else to give. If I need a ride to and from work, obviously I'm short on money, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, at least I can give you back a day of service of cleaning your house, raking your leaves. Maybe if you're going to hold your
day?
Car.
Man, gas is $3 a summer
one
gallon,
of,
man. How
listen,
far you work?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully the same place you work. I don't know.
I hope so, because I hope I got to go, too, because otherwise then I'm at a loss.
You know what? It's not all about money. It's all about what you do to show someone you appreciate them. And that's what I always tell
okay.
people. Bake you a cake. I don't know. Wash your car. Hey, how about this? How about you let me hold your car, and I chauffeur you back and forth to work?
I don't know. I gotta run your license and stuff, man. You don't sound legit. You sound like you be live with bootleg tags and stuff.
Oh, shut up.
I need to check you. Just fill out the paperwork and email it to me, and I'll send my to the DMV. You hear this girl?
Yeah, I hear this girl, Rosie. You already know, homie.
Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with King Rosie. And listen, nobody leave the room. Please stay inside. We want to finish talking, okay? We'll be right back, okay? Hold that. Hold your thoughts.
Why they see that?
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Palace Radio. Listen, we have in the house tonight the most interesting man in the world, King Roozy. King Roozy, you there?
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
Listen, I was just informed that we have, wow, we have Bobby's wife on the line. If you weren't here earlier during the show, the gentleman named Bobby that calls in, his wife is calling in now. Hello.
Bobby's wife. Here. Yes, I'm here.
What is your name?
I'm just Bobby's wife, which we're not even married yet.
Oh.
I'm
just here. Okay. Listen, Bobby's wife not married yet. I got a question. He called in ranting and raving about these black things you have in your dresser drawer. Do you know what he's talking
about?
They're
purple, they're black. The hot pink one got missing.
Wow.
Bobby has issues, and Bobby's not telling the truth.
Okay.
Bobby's really cheap. He's really, really cheap.
Oh, wow. How cheap
is he? That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
I shouldn't have talked to him. His shoes were raggedy when I met him.
Well, he said he was a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, he's real cheap.
He's got money and he's cheap?
Very.
Ooh.
And he says, I buy shoes and clothes. I don't have any.
Red flag, man with
what
money, don't want
to
spend.
That's why he doesn't get any.
You don't.
He'll buy him sushi and buy me a Crystal's burger.
Are you serious?
Yes, he'll buy himself sushi, fresh sushi.
Ooh.
You know?
Well, Miss Lane,
Hello?
Miss Lane! Miss Lane, if she can play all that, the way I keep my money is not to give my money away.
Oh, my God. Bobby, I didn't know you were still there.
He wants to always give. And I'm not going to give my money away to everybody because that's how I got it and that's how I'm going to keep it.
But you said this is your wife. Is this your wife or not?
We've been married for 22 years.
No,
Wait a minute. Miss Lane, she's gonna sit on here and I don't even know where she's at right now.
We both listened to this station.
I know she was surprised that I did call in.
Yeah, and you know you wasn't supposed to.
And you're talking about
the reason why I wasn't on the phone just then, Miss Lane, is because I was looking for her. I was trying to find her. Where are you at now, baby?
Listen, I'm at home. Where are you?
It sure don't sound like you're doing no hair.
Where are you at, Bobby?
I'm not doing any hair.
Depends on what kind of hair.
I'm at home with the children.
Wait a minute. She says
she's at home. No, you're not. Bobby, please stop. Bobby, you're at home with your parents. And we have
Bobby still lives at home with his parents. He lives at home with his parents?
He comes back and forth to my house.
Bobby, to your house.
I have to clean
to your
his house and my house.
Your house?
And he met me, I had my own house.
Well, hey.
Oh.
Hey, well, hold on. Let's try to fix this if we can.
Yeah.
Bobby told us that he wants to try to enjoy the objects that you have in your bedroom with you.
Yeah.
Can you work that out with him?
What do you mean? Invite somebody else in on a party?
No, Bobby wants you to invite him.
Can I play with you with
me? There you go.
You don't have enough stamina.
Ooh. Ouch.
When you're done.
Ooh. And how fast
you know you have to
pay. Hey, once I get mine, hey, you better get yours before I get mine.
Red flag.
I'm a little lady. I'm about 5'2". And I'm about 150 pounds. Bobby is like 280.
What?
150 pounds? You said 150 pounds?
Wait a minute, Bobby.
I wish they had something where they could put a pitch on you right now, butts and butt.
Butts and butt.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
Listen,
guess what? You got a black girl because you wanted some dark meat. And you better get right. Because I won't feed you anymore. And you don't eat leftovers.
I don't eat leftovers anyway.
Okay, Bobby, you know, there's just nothing wrong with being white and loving black meat. It's a nice thing. I bet you enjoy yourself, don't you?
When I used to get it, I used to get it.
So let me ask you a question. So she slapped out the toys, right?
She used to call me. She used to call me something. I don't want to say it's King something, but I don't want to say the rest of it.
Say it, as long as it's not disrespectful.
No, don't say it, Bobby. Just hold on
to it. I don't want to say it.
Just pray over it,
okay.
Bro. Pray over it.
Well, King, well, let me ask you a question, Bobby. Okay, you know, when you get with a sister, you should already know that we have requirements. Period.
She got to get her hair and nails and toes done every week.
Wait a
and
minute, I'm my own hair. I'm a hairdresser.
And she'll tell me to go get her money to do her own hair, get somebody else to do her hair, and she does hair.
But that's a beautiful thing.
Can you feel me on this thing?
I feel you, man. You know, I don't particularly care for all of it. I mean, this is just my personal preference. I don't particularly care for the fake hair and the fake nails and all that. Just be you, man. I could appreciate the truth in people.
Listen,
you feel me? So
I'm not really on that.
If your wife got nails, toenails, that put holes in y'all furniture, or cut stuff
I
up.
I do not get nails.
I paid for her to go to school to learn how to do every last one of those things.
You're talking over each other. You got to take a pause so listeners can hear.
Yes.
What'd you say, Bobby?
I paid for her to go to school in order to be able to do every last one of those things. So why should I have to pay for it now? As she already knows how to do it.
Listen, if she's got to cook, wait a minute, let me clear this up. If she's got to cook every night, take care of the kids, If she has to cook every night,
Miss Light, that's where you're wrong. You say she cooks every night. I said she cooks on Sunday. She cooks on Sunday and Wednesday.
Listen, first of all, when a black chick gets with a white guy, you're supposed to already know the rules of engagement. If you don't already know, guess what? Disengage.
Like I said before, Miss Lane, I have no problem with the black community, but now you're trying to stereotype us white men.
No, the white men that I know,
we're supposed to work together.
We are working together, but white men, let me tell you about a white man.
I'm already supposed to know what's up. What is up? What is the difference between her and a white lady?
The difference is this. Just like a white woman and just like a black woman, if a black woman takes care of herself, there's a problem. When a white woman does it, okay, you know what? It's a given. She's deserving. Let me tell you something. She has three kids. She's working doing hair. You don't want her to go get her nails done. My question to you is, when is there time?
I don't want her to get her nails, and I paid for her to go to school in order to learn.
She doesn't have time.
She
doesn't have time to go and do that because she's cooking and cleaning all day, according to you.
I'm tired.
She's not cooking and cleaning. Didn't I tell you one time, Miss Lane, we're wealthy.
So what's the problem? No, you're wealthy. Where's her wealth? Do you give her?
He doesn't give me a deposit each month. He doesn't give me anything like that. I still get food stamps, girl.
Because she works. You get food stamps. What are you talking about, woman?
How do you think you eat lobster and shrimp all the time?
Ooh, you taking care of your
And filet mignon.
Ooh, white. Hello.
So that is what. If you work in food stamps,
eating halibut with
Chipotle, that's what you'll be spending your food stamps on. That's ridiculous.
For you to satisfy you.
Food stamps are given. I voted for Obama. Food stamps were given to help children maintain a healthy diet, not to
but
be lavishing in filet mignon and lobster.
I need to give me some food stamps. Can somebody give me a card? I'm sorry. They're cutting that out.
They ain't trying to get nobody no food stamps. They're trying to get rid of every man that they have.
So Bobby, she needs money then. You know what? You need to go over there and make sure she gets her food stamps. All this, you rich, you are a cheap rich man.
So Sasha, you keep sitting up here, you saying these things about me. Soon I'm going to be tired and I'm going to leave.
Where you going?
Hey, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you were telling me you had a problem with spending the money to get her hair and her nail stuff done, you know, like that. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you notice any holes in your furniture or any holes in the sheets or socks? Or maybe she always wearing open sandal shoes.
You know what I think, King? She does it on purpose. just had to put a brand new sofa in his house because he said it had holes in it.
You
well,
know what?
I just put a brand new sofa in the house.
Well, here, Bobby, check this out. Be compassionate for a second. I'm starting to think that maybe, you know, even though she had the skills to be able to do all of those things that you paid for her to go to school for, maybe she just can't do it because hers is a little different than everybody else's and she needs some help. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes everybody's nails don't grow the same on their hands and their feet. Sometimes their nails on their feet be thick. I mean, real thick to the point where you got to bust out a chainsaw sometimes.
She went to school to learn this stuff. So if she went to school to learn this stuff, I hope that she would practice on herself.
Can you bend over and use a grinder to grind your nails? No. Not if they're that big and that hard. You got to get somebody else to do it because you can't do it from the angle
that Mr. King, I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't get my nails and toes and stuff done, sir.
That's a little feminine to me.
I hope you're not the one getting your nails done.
You don't care about your nails and your feet, son. I mean, sir.
I'm a working man. I'm a working man, ma'am.
Listen,
I don't worry about my nails and stuff like that. I work.
Do you worry about your underwear?
I change my underwear.
No.
Excuse me?
No. You don't change your underwear? You're supposed to be clean from head to toe.
I don't think that's necessary.
I can't believe you, Sasha. I cannot believe you. You're calling this radio station. You're not even at home.
Where are you at?
I'm at home with my children and my family, and I was hoping my wife could be here so we could be a family.
Okay, maybe she don't want to come home and beat the crap out of you for calling the show, talking about her.
Children, are you going home with me? Hello, kids. Okay, you hear a child, right?
What?
You know this is a liar. This is a
liar. Are you here?
Okay. Y'all go back in the room. I'm on the phone talking to y'all. Mr. Bobby,
that's why you have no
stamina. I didn't hear anything. I just heard a bunch of noise.
Mr. Bobby.
Any kids right now at the age of my kids should be asleep. And where my kids are at right now in the bed. Now, where is she at? Lollygagging off with her friends?
Mr. Bobby, I don't know what kids
she's trying to play with, but my children are in the bed right now. Get ready for school in the morning.
You know, this is the thing in biracial relationships. You know, you're supposed to meet your match, and you're supposed to be equal.
You're not even home with the children. You're playing around trying to have some children talk on the phone to try to make me look bad.
You guys need to get a counselor because you can't use a radio station for counseling. You don't mind helping you guys, but... sound like y'all need to get somebody in there between y'all two to work out these issues that y'all got. Bring all that stuff in your bedroom to the thing. Mr. King,
are you saying I've been telling her that for the last 3 years?
Ever since my last little baby
was born, I've been telling her that. But you know what? I think it's high time for us not to call no counselor. I think it's time for us to call a lawyer.
Child support's going to get you 3 days.
You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter.
He wants me to pay for the wedding.
Don't worry about it. The three kids are going to hold him. He ain't going away, girl. He got child support and all that money you're trying to hide. You can't hide.
Excuse me, Ms. Lane.
Yes.
Do you think that I would let her for a second take my children from me?
No, I hope you wouldn't go anywhere.
I will fight her with every ounce of power I have.
And with those feet of yours,
she did not get these children.
Listen, with those feet of yours, I'm pretty sure you got some good claws. You got claws on those feet, right? Because you don't get your feet done, right? You got claws, right?
What are you talking about, Ms. Lane? We're talking about something totally different.
Yo, dude, you just said you don't get your feet and nails done. I can imagine what they look like.
He picks his toes with his teeth.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? On that note, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with King Roozy. Thank you, Bobby's wife. And
YJ.
We're going to take a musical break and come right back and wrap up the show real quick.
I can't believe you, Sasha. I cannot believe you.
What the fuck?
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Feel mighty fine, girl. I got music on my radio. Oh, oh, oh. I feel like I'm Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
And Bobby, and I'm here tonight with the most interesting man in the world, King Roozy. King Roozy, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I love to thank you guys for having me here.
Who's that on the line? King Roozy?
Mr. Cool.
Mr. Cool, you still there? Oh, you're so sweet, Mr. Cool. You are so polite. I appreciate you. Stay on the line with us while we end up the show. Okay? We'd love to have your thoughts on this. Okay?
All right.
Listen, King Roozy, did you enjoy yourself tonight?
I did. I thought the show was fabulous. You know, I feel like there was a lot of other issues that we could have addressed that we didn't have a chance to, you know, but it's okay, man. I hope, you know, we were able to help some people out there, you know, maybe prevent themselves from having a bad Christmas.
Yeah, because we playing Christmas music and some people are going to get cold in their stockings. Well, listen, hopefully. Next week you'll be back with us as my guest host because I know Mr. Mario's taking a holiday off. He will be back after the new year. And I want to bring something more so to light. As you guys know that Nelson Mandela has passed on in the last week. And I want to at least for me, you know, I want to say thank you to him and the struggle that he fought, you know, for us to make sure that apartheid was something that was eradicated in South Africa, which lent itself to our struggles here in America. And for someone to actually sacrifice themselves for others, I tell you, that's a beautiful thing when you're born to do what you were meant to do while you were here. So I want to give my shout out to Nelson Mandela and thank you so much for being here for me, for my children, for my children's children, and for my people and for this world, because he's definitely taught us a lot of things. And there's one quote that I know I want to say that I love from him. He said, quote, "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin
or his background or his religion. And I love him for that comment, because this is what we face here in America every day, and we face it around the world. So those are my thoughts on Nelson Mandela. Anybody else got any more thoughts?
Yeah, man, we need to say one more thing. Yeah? They said, much respect to Mr. Mandela. He lived a long time, man, the great thing, my great man, my respect, man. Rest in peace, hearing?
Okay. Well, thank you there, King Rusey. I appreciate that. Cooley, anything you might want to say about our dear Nelson Mandela? Any thoughts?
Yes, much respect for what he's done for everybody, and my respect he's done for me, my family, my friend, King Rusey, you know what I'm saying, my dog, shout out to him, and everybody, you know what I'm saying, he's well known, well respected, and may God, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
he's in a better place.
Yeah, he is. He's been here for a minute, and I appreciate him for that. Well, listen, King Rusey will listen. My guest host next week will be King Rusey. He will be returning, and we don't know what we're going to talk about next week. We had a couple of things we threw in the air, but we'll keep you guys. We're going to hit you guys up later on this week, over the weekend, let you guys know what's going on. And King Rusey, I really do appreciate you. I enjoyed you. I really do.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate Rich. I appreciate everybody at the radio station and everything, GQ, Palace Radio. You know, good looking out for having me here. You know, and we're going to turn it up. We're going to keep making it big, man, trying to help as many people out here as we can, because, you know, that's what we put here for. Everybody got to walk in their lane. You know, Ms. Lane, everybody got to walk in their lane. I like walking in mine. I thank y'all for giving me the opportunity to do that. I appreciate all the people that follow me on Twitter and Facebook and that called into the show and help support what we got going on. It's going to get bigger. It's going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where we're going to have more people helping us, and we're going to bring all those people into the circle, and we're going to keep it popping. We're just going to get big together, man. That's what the team is about, you know?
Listen, before you go off the air tonight, I have one question, right? And I'm just being facetious. Listen. Why do they call you the most interesting man on the earth, from a girl's point of view?
Okay.
You're in the bedroom.
Okay. Here's the explanation to that, real quick.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, tell them, Rusey.
God blessed me to do a whole lot of things. Okay. I can't go through the list of them. We don't have enough time. But he blessed me to do a whole lot of things. You could go look at my IMDb resume. And you'll see all of the stuff I do. You could go to kingrusey.com and you can see all of the different projects that I put up there. There are more steps coming. I have a book that I just finished. I wrote a book in 22 days, and then I did all the editing, and I'm about to send it out so it can get published and put out there. I'll probably be the first person that I know of ever to put a novel out in less than 30 days and publish it, and it becomes a bestseller on top of that. But nevertheless, man, they use my image and the things that God has blessed me to be able to do, and then turned it into some Cuban guy and put it out there with the Dos Equis beer and stuff. And they do a lot of advertisements with stupid little things that, you know, it's close to things that I do, but they make it almost impossible. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like they're mocking my image. So that's why it's the real most interesting man in the world, not the fake one. You can go look for yourself, www.kingrusey.com. I also own royaltyboygroup.com, YJ on the team. We got a whole bunch of people on our team that's really doing a lot of stuff positive and for the community and for a lot of people out here, and we want to keep it going forward.
Thank you. Listen, look forward to getting with you next week. And Cooley, thank you for hanging out towards the end of the show. And listen, everybody, this is Deanne Lane here on Love, Life, and Loyalty, GQ Palace Radio. Good night, everybody. And listen, happy holidays. And Bobby's wife and Bobby, let's all get along this holiday. Go play with the toys, Bobby. Go play with the toys. Good night, everybody.
colors of the rainbow, and I can feel the sun on my face. I see the light at the end of the tunnel.